about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
I can assure you, I won't.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
We said, what should we ask Dennis Frantz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We were going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't. Any more nakedness on your part on NYPD Blue coming up this year?
I hope not.
Something at some point went very wrong with this man.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's a real conversation when I hear it. People don't talk like that.
All right, who brought the dog?
What is wrong with you? Why are you so weird? You are the weirdest motherfucker I know. What is wrong with you?
Oh, I can't believe it's not butter.
And now,
let me just say, if there are any children in the room with you, please ask them to leave, because this is not a show for them.
Our feature presentation.
Got to tell you, Dr. Phil, not really a show for anyone.
Not if you have any taste.
Really, just adults, teenagers, everyone leave the room.
Yeah, I agree.
He sucks.
He's terrible. He's not a doctor. What about that?
He's got a checkered past, from what I understand.
I don't watch the Dr. Phil, but he seems like he's trying to help.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's a fraud. Who was it that we were talking to about his license, his doctor license?
Maybe Harvey.
Drew? Harvey or Drew?
Yeah, it was one of the two, definitely.
Where he was a doctor for like a year, and then he did something that they revoked his license forever.
And I think it was perhaps
some kind of sexual...
With a patient, yeah.
Right.
In Texas, right?
I'm not positive we have that right, but I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
Where
he stepped over a line, ethically.
He dove headfirst over a line.
And into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So anyway, now he's you know.
Now he's on TV and he's famous and he's making tons of money.
Giving people all the advice. Yeah. And then he does that with his wife.
Hey,
he brings her on.
Spun, dude.
Yeah, I know. His wife gets a show. Son gets a show. Everybody gets a show. That's how it works.
Apparently.
I hate Dr. Phil.
I couldn't tell because it sounded to me like you were kind of warming up to him there.
Well, he's okay.
We are going to take your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. If you want to call about the game last night or anything else that's going on. By the way, did you stay up and watch the game, Kevin?
I did not. I watched highlights this morning, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Devastating. It was pretty heartbreaking.
Devastating. I'm talking about the men's college basketball NCAA finals last night, and the entire nation outside of a tiny speck of North Carolina was rooting for Butler, the underdog, the team that's never been there before, that just, you know, just has just been amazing. Everybody, every game they win, you can't believe they won it. Because
probably half the Duke fans as well.
Probably half the Duke fans. I mean, it would have been so great. And the lead was never more than 6 points at any time. The lead must have changed in that game 30 times. It was one of those kinds of games where you score, we score, you score, we score, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 13 seconds left, it was still a two-point game. That's the kind of game it was the entire night. It was unbelievable. And it was one of those Hail Marys. There was, you know, no time left on the clock when Butler got a rebound from a missed free shot from Duke. The guy goes running down the court. He's at half court or maybe a little further than that, and he just throws it up in the air just praying, right? And a shot like that never goes in.
Right.
Well, a couple times a year you see it. Usually it's a high school game. It's a fluke or something like that. And the thing practically circles the rim before it bounces out. I mean, it was that close to going in and making the greatest, you know, upset in NCAA history, the Cinderella story, the Hoosiers too. I mean, everything you could think of was so close to happening. Just a matter of inches.
Yeah, it's such a disappointment because they played well enough. Everybody did everything they needed to do.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess you could beat yourself up so bad if you're on that team because you could go back to every shot that some guy missed. You know, every shot that Butler didn't get might have been the difference in the game, you know, going all the way back to the start of the game.
Yeah, but you can't really do that. I mean,
you can't really do that. But I mean, I think the
team of every game.
That's right. That's right. But oh, how sweet that would have been had that gone in.
That would have been cool.
Oh, yeah.
Really would have been.
So anyway, if you want to talk about that or anything else, 1-800-520-1067. Your calls are on the air right now for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hey, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it
do, nephew?
So, what do you do?
What do you do, nephew?
The tickets for the 36th annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. That's coming up the weekend of April 16th through the 18th. You win tickets to go. You are going to be there to see all of your favorite celebrities. I think this is the biggest street race in the United States of America. Hundreds of thousands of people show up and lots of celebrities, including our own Adam Carolla. We will talk to him in case it turns out to be his final interview ever on Friday ahead of his race on Saturday.
That is, by the way, a great event to go to. Outdoors, usually sunny and 70. It's just beautiful.
Let me just mention, Brian Austin Green racing in the celebrity race, which means there's a good chance Megan Fox might show up. I'm just saying.
Right. Good point. That's right.
All right, I'm in. Let's begin with Bobby. Hey, Bobby. What'd it do?
I've got Robbie on my end, by the way.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. What's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
We are good.
Hey, Lisa May.
Hey.
Ding, ding.
What's going on?
So, last night, I went and saw a Clash of the Titans.
In spite of everything you heard?
In spite of everything I heard.
All right.
But I had a secret weapon. I smoked a big fatty.
Of course, that is the secret weapon. That'll make any movie good.
I liked it better than Avatar.
Were you high when you saw Avatar?
Yes.
Oh.
Although, it was so long, it started to wear off, and I started to get a little sleepy.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, you got to time your drugs, dude.
Yeah, and I about peed my pants, you know?
Yeah, good. That's good.
Have you ever seen a movie not stoned?
I'm sure I have.
before
high school, you know.
All right, I have a question for you, Robbie. Completely off topic, but I have to ask. There are many people who are panicked that this legalized marijuana law is going to pass in the state of California when it's on the ballot this November. Will that change your life at all if it does? Will you smoke more weed because you can get it legally and more easily?
Yeah, you know what? I think I would have a better job because we wouldn't be so broke. And with more money, I get to smoke a lot more.
Well, I didn't know that the price is going down.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, the government still doesn't have to be competitive with the street dealers, you know, because they're trying to make a profit off the thing.
Right.
They're doing it because they're broke. I'm just curious about the people who are already smoking copious weed, if they're now going to smoke more because they can get it easily. And I don't think Robbie could smoke any more weed, so he may not be the right person to ask.
I think anyone who wants it's got it, and they're doing as much as they want.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like...
Nobody's not doing it because it's illegal.
It isn't like it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy.
If I can do it.
I will tell you this, though. If the laws passed, I would have my own garden in my backyard.
Oh, that's true. That would save you some money.
All
that's a good point, because you're allowed to grow your own, right?
And you'd be a farmer.
Save me a lot of money and leave me a lot to smoke.
All right.
Okay.
That'd be pretty good.
Right. Real quickly.
Nope. Out of time. Thank you, Robbie. Got to go. Appreciate the call. All right, he won't even remember this conversation.
That's true. You can't talk for 10 minutes and then say real quickly either. That's not the choice.
And by the way, here's another tip. Let's go to a John on line two next. Here's another tip. If you're 11 minutes into a story at work, you can't then say, okay, and long story short, you're way past that being allowed, okay?
We get that a lot.
Another good tip for you. All right, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What to do?
And having said that, what do y'all?
What did you? Having said that is an awesome way to start a conversation.
That is
I love that. And another thing.
Don't get me started.
What's going on?
But, hey, man, I hate me some Dr. Phil.
Yes.
That guy speaks so disrespectfully to people. But you know who's worse? Is that Nancy Grace. Have you ever seen that?
Oh,
wow, man. Can I even, cuss and describe her, or you know what I'm talking about?
She is unwatchable.
She sucks.
Yeah, she is.
She sucks, but she's not worse than Dr. Phil.
I don't know.
Let me tell you why. I think she's worse than Dr. Phil.
Her job is to be a blowhard talking head. That's her job.
Oh,
right.
Dr. Phil hides behind the idea of being a doctor who is there to help people. Okay?
To treat them.
There's two totally different worlds.
But she hides behind the facade of someone who cares about facts.
That's an excellent point,
good
Lisa.
Good point.
Yeah, but I mean, what John is saying is that she's worse because she's more disrespectful. And my point is that it doesn't matter how disrespectful she is because her job is to be out there and entertaining.
Right.
Dr. Phil still has some responsibility to try to be credible as a psychiatrist/psychologist.
I don't think he does because he's not. Is he?
Yeah, that's a good point. But either way, his show is based on the idea of giving advice, life advice.
Yeah.
Nancy Grace is just yelling.
I agree with John in that Dr. Phil, he may annoy you. He at least lets the people on his show talk and tell their side of the story. Nancy Grace doesn't even do that. She just shouts down everybody and basically tries to get them to say what she wants them to say, regardless of what
right.
their story is.
Dr. Phil lets them talk and then yells at them.
Right.
And then yells at them, exactly. Great call. All right, let's do one more, and it's got to be Melissa, and it's got to be line four on the Kevin and Bean Show, because I'm sure many listeners have thought the same thing listening to the program.
Hi, Melissa.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Since when did Tom Brokaw sit in with Bean to do the morning show? it's either Brokaw or Foster Brooks.
Wow.
Foster Brooks.
A rare Foster Brooks reference in the 21st century. Kevin, a lot of people have been emailing and calling and asking when you turned into Tom Brokaw. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're getting sleep for the most part. I know you've had trouble with that in the past, but it's not like every day you come in and you're completely tired. You're not drinking on weeknights. What do you think's going on?
No.
You're just one of those guys who's fine but sounds drunk all the time.
I think, you know, it's one of those things where a guy like Jed, who I love, still sounds like he's on drugs even when he's not.
True.
I don't know.
Right.
I wish I knew.
But Jed's always been like that, I think. For you, it's been increasing over the past couple of years. Are you worried that at some point we won't be able to understand you at all?
I passed that a long time ago. Are you kidding? Really?
I think it's accumulated sleep deprivation.
I think it is. I think it's because I'm super tired, because usually by the end of the show, I don't sound as bad.
Nope, it's
no,
true.
You,
it's first thing
absolutely.
In the morning.
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I don't have any idea.
I don't have any idea.
Guy.
Is it dry mouth, too?
Dry mouth.
Yeah, it is.
It is. That's a lot of it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we find it entertaining, so whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
All right, more weed.
All right,
there
great.
You go. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Check it out. I think y'all might like this.
You might, yeah. It's always exciting to come to work and to see amps and mixers and guitars.
There's a giant board in the office, the morning show office.
Because
there wasn't
the hallway.
Enough room in that room.
Yeah, so it's always great to see that, because that means there's a live band that's going to be here today. Mm-hmm. And today is Bad Religion.
Yay!
Who we love. They're fantastic.
They're awesome.
So we have them. We have, Internet Roundup today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you some tickets to see these the Gorillaz rehearse for Coachella.
Great.
Which is going to be pretty cool.
Are we going to name that primate?
No.
Oh, move it on. Okay.
That Although yesterday. That went well.
It did, actually.
Contrary to my predictions. It went well. More on Dr. Conrad Murray and how it's Michael Jackson's fault.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm eager to catch up on that story. I did not really follow it very closely yesterday when he was in court, but I know it was a zoo down there.
I'm getting a lot of trouble with Kesha, so that's fun.
Yes, you are.
That's good times. Tell you about that. Your family hates you.
Oh, that would be my family, actually.
Well, we're going to talk to you about your family hating you.
Right.
And then we'll take calls from other people whose family hate them.
To make me feel better.
Or worse. Either way.
Or to find you a new family. Maybe that's all that needs to do.
I just need to swap.
You need to swap, exactly.
They didn't invite her to Easter.
Yeah.
Her family did.
That does kind of hurt.
I found out by accident.
That's crazy.
If there hadn't been an earthquake, I never would have known.
She calls her like, woo, having a party. Everyone there? Yeah. Why aren't you? I didn't know about it.
All right, guys, have fun.
So we'll do that starting in about a half hour. That's coming up on the Kevin and Beach. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. I do sound entirely drunk. It's 5:53. I'm not drunk.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Why is Rob Pattinson so goddamned emo, and why does Lisa's family hate her? All that coming up the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, time for another look at the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. I understand why people check out of pop culture. I understand why they just stop following it, because every day I look at story after story that I just can't get my head around. I just don't understand. For instance, The Marriage Ref has been renewed on NBC.
Wow.
I heard it was terrible.
It is one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life. And because of Jerry Seinfeld, because of his enormous likability and star power, he's able to get lots of big stars on that show.
That does
everybody
help.
From Larry David to Madonna to Tina Fey. I mean, he gets lots of great people on the show. But it's so badly edited and so corny and so dumb. I can't imagine that people are watching it. I mean, honestly, in my mind, if you had asked me, and I hadn't been paying attention to the ratings, I would have said it has to be just barely hanging on by its fingernails. It has to be one of the lowest rated shows on TV.
Not too
it's
much.
Been renewed. It must be a hit. I mean, why else would they renew it? Either it's a hit or they think it has potential to be so. It's unwatchable.
It's funny because when they show the clips, it looks really funny. Yeah. It must be the funny 10 seconds.
You can do that with anything. Make it look good. And then you watch it and you go, hey, this isn't that funny.
Yeah. A new game show, Minute to Win It, which I haven't seen, has also been picked up. And Lisa Kudrow's show called Who Do You Think You Are has been picked up for another season. Have you guys seen that or heard about that?
I've never heard of it.
That is such
a good...
Oh, wait, no, never heard of it.
That's a documentary show, right? About the finding out your family lineage or something?
That's exactly what it is. This is where they go, hey, Matthew Broderick, guess who your relatives are? And then they do a genealogy search and they go back and develop the history of the Broderick family. I don't know... I can't imagine that. Well, maybe it's good. I don't know. I haven't seen that. These are all NBC shows.
Oh, wow.
Now, Who Do You Think You Are? That one's called.
Oh, that's weird.
Huh.
So, and the other story that I just, I don't get is Tyler Perry, according to New York Post, Tyler Perry, who has the number two movie in America this week with Why Did I Get Married 2, has no intention of settling down with a wife and family, is the story.
Wow.
Is it because he's so busy with all these movies and TV shows? Could that be it?
No intention.
That has to be. That's the only thing I could think of.
Right.
Why else wouldn't
a busy schedule,
good-looking guy like Tyler Perry, rich, good-looking, personable guy, why wouldn't he settle down with a wife and kids? Must just be busy.
Or he could move to Vermont. That's an option as well, right?
Because there are a lot of attractive women
in
Vermont.
That's what I mean, of course.
Right.
I'm sure he's just protecting his fortune.
Maybe that's
it,
too.
Sure can't do that with a prenup.
No, those don't work.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy Adams of the New York Post, good luck figuring that one out.
Sean P. Diddy Combs is teaching his kid how to party like a mogul. This is great because you like to see, you know, younger kids, 11, 12, get everything that they want. So
sure.
That's always fun.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
His son Christian and 20 of his closest friends went to Las Vegas on vacation for his 12th birthday.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. His 21st birthday, you mean, right?
No, it says here pretty clearly 12th.
Who could do this?
P. Diddy, took 12 kids, the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 20 kids to Las Vegas for a birthday party.
I imagine that strippers were hired to come to the room and
now they're not claiming any of that,
right?
Although I would imagine you're right, but you know they're saying there's a lot of stuff to do. Paintball,
sure.
They went indoor skydiving.
They have things for the whole family there.
They do, yeah, but true. Not mostly. Mostly it's for older. 12
indoor skydiving.
Yeah, that's cool. By the way,
how about that?
But what do you have to look forward to if you're doing that stuff at 12?
Drugs.
Yeah.
You know, you get to 16, you go, I've done everything there is to do. Now what? I got to kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you've got the means, you want to be able to do fun stuff for your kids. But
sure.
You also have to temper that with, what am I turning him into by giving him all of this right now?
Yeah, I don't think that last part is considered.
You're not suggesting P. Diddy has no control.
20 friends to Las Vegas, and they live in New York, of course, so it's not like they live in Las Vegas, they just took a drive. I mean, he flew about there probably on a private jet, right?
Of course.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, what are you doing there 13? Really, as a parent, how do you top that?
Yeah,
that's a great point. And one more story I didn't watch last night was Dancing with the Stars, of course. This is so fascinating. I understand... Look, the only reason I care about the show at all, the only reason I've ever talked about the show is this year because Buzz Aldrin is on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to me how bad he is, yet how popular he is. Once again, he had the lowest score of the night. It's out of a possible 30 when you dance. He did a waltz with his partner last night and scored a 13, okay?
And out of a 30. Buzz.
Dial Idol.com says that according to the phone lines, he was in the top three of viewer calls, though, for popularity.
Once again
this week.
It's not possible.
Yeah. Kate Goslin, Jake Pavelka, who I guess was The Bachelor, and Buzz Aldrin were at the top of the viewers' call-ins. But remember, it's not a straight popularity contest. They will then add that to the judges' scores, and he had the lowest score, so there's still a possibility that he will be asked to leave. So we'll see what happens. But at this point, I mean, they might as well just wait for him to die during the show, right?
I mean, you don't have to kick him off by voting him off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just wait him out. He's an old man.
Wait for him to kick off.
Today's celebrity birthday is my former neighbor on the island, John Ratzenberger, who played Cliffy on Cheers, turned 63 years old today. Apparently that guy is, and I don't know what else he did besides Cheers or if that was enough, but he is phenomenally wealthy, John Ratzenberger. The reason you don't see him working anymore, except for an occasional commercial, doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to.
Mike, which one on the Full House was Candace Cameron? Who was she?
Cameron was DJ, brother.
Well, she's 34 years old today.
What's his name? She's Fireman for Jesus' younger sister.
Oh, really? Kirk Cameron? Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
She's 34 today. One of the funniest actors in movies. Paul Rudd turns 41 today. Jason Hervey from The Wonder Years is 38 years old today.
Oh, the awkward big brother.
That's right. Zach Braff turns 35 today. And the great Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian himself, is 73.
And what?
That's it. That's the showbiz beat.
What?
Thanks for joining us.
What? The Cold 45 commercial spokesman? What do you want me to say?
And?
Oh, another birthday? I don't have it. Is there one I missed? Which one?
Nope.
Who else's birthday
today? You got them all. Don't worry about it.
Once you got Billy Dee Williams, there's nowhere to go but down from there, Mike.
Dior beard.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Whoa.
I didn't know.
27 years old.
That's what I'm talking about.
My apologies.
All right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Lisa, when did you first realize that your family was turning against you? Did they write you out of the wills, or did they change their phone numbers and not tell you? What was your first indication?
You know, I think Sunday was really the first clue.
Really?
Now, perhaps I'd been missing things along the way.
I'm going to say that they've been trying to hint a lot, and you've been missing it.
I've been missing it, probably.
Because usually when a family turns on you, not that I know, because how would I know? They don't start with, we're not inviting you to holiday functions anymore. They start a little more subtle than that. Like, you know, not returning your phone calls or blowing you off on non-holiday events.
Right.
Those sorts of things.
Like, say you're going to go to
dinner. Right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they use distance as an excuse. They live in Orange County, and my brother and his family live in Orange County.
Right.
So there are certainly times in the last year where I've heard that they've all gone out, but...
They
just didn't bother inviting me because it's in Orange County. It's kind of far
from
me to go.
So they will go out and not invite you.
Yes.
They won't even let you say, I'm willing to drive.
No.
Huh.
Because you're pretty good about...
thing, Lisa.
Right.
Because
you're pretty good about that. You do go down there quite a bit. And I know you at least attempt to stay in touch with your family.
And I talk to my mom like at least once a week.
Yeah.
And my sister probably three times a week.
Hmm.
So
I talk to your sister three times a week, by the way. Lisa's younger, hotter sister, Letitia. All right, so what happened on Easter Sunday?
So Sunday, now normally on Easter, my mom has a big thing, but she was out of town the week before, and she's getting a little bit older. And so I figured that since I hadn't heard anything, they weren't doing anything, and just it was too much work.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm home. I haven't talked to anyone all day. I go out, walk the dogs, get to the park. There's all these families in the park having picnics and playing catch, you know? And I'm like, it's
families,
Easter.
The moms and
families
dads
that are still together.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And everybody. And then we're going to take your calls in a second at 1-800-520-1067 if your family seems to be cutting you out of important events.
So then I'm walking home and I see, you know, a lot of cars on the street, and you can see through the window of some homes, and people are gathered around the dining room table, and they're having wine and toasting each other and laughing, and I'm thinking, it's Easter, a lot of people getting together. So I go home, and...
Is Easter big in your family?
It has been.
Not
religiously, but just a date for us
to get together.
And usually
we have
a cousin from Santa Clarita that we invite that we only see once a year, and her family, and it's a big thing.
It's the holidays, let's face it.
Yeah, exactly. So so the earthquake hits, and I do what you normally do, which is call your family and see, you know, hey, did you feel that? So I call my mom's, and my sister-in-law answers, and I can hear, like, noise in the background, and she's laughing. She's like, oh, Lisa, hi. Yeah, your mom told me to answer the phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
like
Daft Punk playing in the background. They're all dancing.
Hey, what are you guys doing? We're just having some food and drinking and, how's it going over there? Did you feel the earthquake? Yeah.
So they didn't say Easter. They just said some food, drink.
So then, I'm like, oh, okay, so have fun. And I hang up the phone and I'm thinking, what the hell? So, this is the best part.
What the hell is?
My mom calls me back 5 minutes later, having discovered that I have called the house.
Oh.
And says, oh, Lisa, I thought you were out of town. You're home? I had no idea you're home. I said, is Letitia there too? And she said, yeah, Letitia's here. It's like, talked to Letitia 2 days ago. She didn't say a word about Easter.
Oh, I'm sure that was the deal about all the family, family members that like each other.
The whole I think you're out of town thing, really?
What was she basing that on? I mean,
nothing.
Basically, she needed to come up with some reason why everybody was there but Lisa.
No, but my question is,
I have vacation in a couple of weeks.
Last weekend or next weekend?
I'm on vacation in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I have mentioned that.
Maybe she got confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
My sister could have straightened her out.
Well, yes.
You know? I mean, at some point, wouldn't Letitia go, why isn't Lisa here? And Mom would say she's out of town, and Letitia would say, no, she's not.
If Letitia liked you.
Right.
You would hope.
Exactly.
That hurts, by the way.
It hurts a lot.
We do want to take your calls. If you're also being squeezed out of your own family at various events, you can call us at 1-800-520-1067. I am reminded of poor Omar, who spent a Thanksgiving alone while his mom was off having a dinner with the rest of the family, remember?
Yes.
This email from Kathleen. Hey, guys, I heard Lisa talking about how her family did not invite her to Easter. My family's been doing that to me for years, not just my extended family, my immediate family, too. Even when I lived with my parents, they would all pile in the car early in the morning and head out to different family functions, and I would often wake up to an empty house.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man. So
that hurts, by the way, when the family is creeping around so that they can get out of the house without you hearing so that you can say, where are you guys going?
By the way, that's also on you. There's something wrong with you with that. If your family's doing the marine crawl out the door, that's totally on you.
All right. So Kathleen continues, often I'd wake up to an empty house. Sometimes I would call and call until I could get a hold of someone. Other times I wouldn't know where they were until they came home with leftovers and candy and presents.
Wow.
Every time they swear they would just forgot, or they would say, oh, I thought you knew. After a while, they would even go take those family photos with my brother and sister and forget, quote unquote, to tell me.
Awesome.
There aren't any pictures of me at my parents' house past the age of 14.
Awesome.
I just know now when the holidays are coming up to start emailing and calling all my cousins so I know in advance where everyone will be for each holiday. I think they're on to me because they all tell me something different.
Oh.
That's a glimpse at your future, Lisa. Hey, that's what it's going to be like for you.
How long do you try and track down your family if they don't want you there?
Right. You
all
don't
right.
want to keep
Listen,
like, trying to find them.
It's your loss, then. That's what you do.
You need a new family.
Yeah. You're going to have to start hiring a private eye just to track down your family members for all the holidays. All right, listen. We got to take a break. Jesse, you hang on. Mike, you hang on. Everyone else, 1-800-520-1067. Your family is squeezing you out. Maybe we can work out a trade between your family and Lisa and make you both happy. We'll take your calls after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Jack Johnson is coming back with a brand new album in June. You can listen all week right here at K-Rock to score your tickets to see him in concert October 8th at the Hollywood Bowl. That is, as we have said oftentimes on this program, the number one chick magnet place in the world is a Jack Johnson concert. You can't do any better than that. And he's pretty entertaining, too. So we got those tickets coming up. You can win on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, you get on the standby boarding list to Hawaii for the Kokua Festival. We have a grand prize drawing for you Friday morning right here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 622. All right, Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa May is being squeezed out of her family. Are you? 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, I got some great calls here. Let's try Hector. Hector's on line 5 to get us started. You can give us a call if this has happened to you. Hector, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Hi, Hector.
My family woke up one morning, took off to Disneyland, and did not invite me. I'm not talking just immediate family, whole mom and dad side of the family. Everybody was gone.
You're kidding.
Okay. They left from the house that you were in, though?
Yeah.
What do you think that's about? What did you say when you talked to them later?
Well, the only way I found out is because they came back home with the whole, you know, $60 3D frame from Splash Mountain, and
sure.
I'm missing where I should be sitting.
what was the reason, though? Yeah. Why did they leave you out?
When you said, why did you leave without me, what did they say?
They said that they didn't think I'd want to go because I was hanging out with my friends the night before, and they didn't want to wake me up early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
I love that. That's how it starts, man.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Well, that's close. This could be just a false one.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they wanted to let him sleep. Maybe.
Thank you for the call. Let's try George. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. George, your family is squeezing you out. How?
All right. Well, it's my wife's family to begin with, so I guess that makes it a little different. But basically, you know, I talk to my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law sometimes, and everything's all fine. And all of a sudden, they'll turn on a dime. And it's like they just get really angry and frustrated. And another thing is my wife will make these calendars on, like, the Internet Fisheye or something where you put these photographs in together and you mail it off, you know, and then they send it back. So she sent it to the family. I'm looking at the calendars one Christmas, and I notice, oh, wow, the whole family's here. My kids are there and everything. But guess who's not in the calendar?
Anywhere?
Nowhere.
What?
Also these little photo books. I am just not in it anywhere. So then I called her bluff one day. I'm like, you know, what's the story? How come I'm not in? She's like, oh, you know, they pretend. They're like, oh, no, everything's fine, you know. Like, whatever.
But that's not an answer, though, why you're not in it, right?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure they're very surprised. What? You're not... Oh, did I leave you out?
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Well, how could that have happened?
Thanks for the call, George. Yeah. We appreciate it. Let's try Jason. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jason.
How's everybody doing? I get left out of my family reunion.
Ooh. Family reunion?
But that's for everybody.
That's the one thing where everyone involved is supposed to congregate.
Distant cousins.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People you don't know.
I live in Los Angeles. The whole family lives in Sacramento.
It is not that far.
Well, you know, the day of the family reunion, everybody decides to fly out. Well, I didn't get the flyer until the day of the family reunion.
Oh man.
And I'm like, okay, what the hell?
That's classic, by the way. That's a good way to do it. If you want to leave somebody out, make sure that they get the invitation, but too late to do anything about it.
Right.
Exactly.
I think what's going on here is that you need to have a very serious heart-to-heart sit-down with your mom about who your real father is. I think that's what needs to happen.
That's a good question.
Maybe you're only barely in the family. You ever think about that?
I'm really in the family, unfortunately. I look like all my family members, but, you know, I just got left out.
Maybe there's another family someplace that would love to have you.
Yeah.
Because they haven't seen you in a long time.
Jason, let's go look for a new family.
You and Lisa need to switch. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Right,
appreciate that.
Miss Cleo's here.
Bye now.
Miss Cleo, what happened to you?
My family decided not to tell me when my baby brother was born.
Well, that's not a significant event in the family's life.
No, you're living at home.
My baby brother. I was at my dad's house and I slept there, woke up, went to work, and I figured they were sleeping. And I get a call like 3 hours into work, like, you've got a baby brother.
When did they go to the hospital?
He's like, oh, I didn't want to wake you. I was like, really? You didn't want to wake me for my brother's birth? Cool. Thanks.
Oh, so everyone left the hospital and didn't wake you up.
No,
you hadn't even gotten up yet.
No.
Wow. It does seem like that the list of things that are essential that you get woken up for include the birth of a family member and a house fire. Those two things, I mean, it seems like 100% of the time that would be worth a nudge.
You'd think.
What did they say?
My dad was
I wanted to let you sleep. That doesn't even make sense.
They had been in and out of the hospital a lot, and so they didn't think it was go time. And at that point, I said, okay, look, anytime you go, wake me up because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Anytime you go, it's time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if my room was too far away or what, but he just said, no, I'm not going to wake you up.
That's great. I love that. They don't like you. All right, let's squeeze in one more. This is George. Hi.
George. Hey, Lisa Mack.
Hi, George.
George.
All right. So I found out I got left out of my family because I saw smoke coming out of my house, and I found out they were having a carne asada with my family from Vegas.
So you had a family reunion.
Yes, and the only reason why I find out is because I'm walking down the street and I see smoke, and I'm like, wow, that looks like my house. It was the smoke from the carne asada.
Wow.
And all of my family was there. When I get home, my sister's like, we thought you were out with your friends.
But it was your house.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. My family.
How do you have a family reunion in this guy's house and not invite him? It's in his house.
And that's how I found out. I got the hint. I had to move out.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, that's not a hint. That's a giant FU.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you read that right.
Bad Religion is loaded in and ready to play. They're coming up later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, great news, Plugged In.
Yep.
It's going to rock. It's going to be awesome. So looking forward to those
guys. I'm not sure I've seen that much equipment ever in our studio. I mean, they really brought everything. So
they could play Giant Stadium if they needed to.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. We did a story yesterday on the Showbiz Beat about Rob Pattinson, who is enormously popular as the star of the Twilight movies. Who is he? Is he a dog or is he Edward? Who is he, Lisa, in the Twilight
movies? He is Edward.
He's the vampire, Edward.
Yeah, he's Edward.
Edward, okay.
Wow, I shouldn't have answered so quickly. How gay.
So apparently the success has just crushed him. Apparently he can't live a normal life anymore. He lives in a hotel. He hates fame. He hates all the attention. And his only friend, the only thing he turns to in his times of solace is his acoustic guitar. And ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to say our Pats, Robert Pattinson, in the studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now.
Oh, exciting.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm all right, mate.
All right.
Yeah. This story
Are you not awake yet?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
The story makes it sound like you live out of a hotel, and we're not sure why, because it seems like you could have a house.
Because
Have privacy.
Whether or not I'm here in Los Angeles or if I'm at home in London, it's just such a burden to have all those girls you're chasing.
That's
me.
The quote. It's such a burden to be well known. That kind of rubs people the wrong way.
True. I mean, I'm here in L.A., I'm always at the Beverly Hills Hotel, room 604.
Well don't give out.
Please don't bother me. I hate the attention. Don't visit me.
But then why are you giving out your hotel
Beverly
room?
Hills Hotel, which is on Beverly Boulevard, room 604. Don't bother me, though. I mean, there's nothing worse.
Because you want to be left alone.
I want to be a regular guy. I do.
We got all that. A lot of people look at your life and they go, you've got it all. You're young. You're good looking. You're impossibly wealthy. You've got all the fame in the world. It seems like what's there to complain about?
When people come up to me on the street, it's grueling and repulsive, he says. I find them
grueling and repulsive.
When people say, hey, I like your work.
That just wears you down.
It's true.
I mean, that's grueling.
Just sitting here right now, you know.
Well, we don't like you, so don't worry about it.
Just sitting here right now. I mean, it's like I want to talk to you about art and my work. And
right.
This broad over here, this dame, she's undressing me with
doing?
Her eyes.
She's not doing anything. She doesn't.
She's been massaging my leg ever since I walked in.
She's not interested
now she's
in you.
Nude. Now she's nude.
She's not nude.
I'm not naked.
Okay, I have two more questions for you.
What?
First of all, you had a British accent when you sat down. Now you don't. What's that about? that's thing one. Where'd that go?
Thing one for me is F you. Thing two is I'm a method actor.
And number two is your only true companion is your guitar.
That's
and I
true.
Just picture you sitting in your hotel room, which again is which one? Where are you?
Beverly Hills Hotel.
Okay. And I just picture you just sitting there just weeping and emoing it out and playing your guitar day and night because you can't stand the bright sunshine of going outside with the people.
Thousands of girls throwing themselves at me, and I want to let them into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I can't. I just can't. It's too hard.
Right.
So,
it's too grueling.
It's too difficult.
I'm
an outlaw, and my only companion's my sixth string.
My only companion's my guitar is so dumb and lame.
Kevin.
Right?
I'm a cowboy with a loaded six string on my back.
You're not that at all.
Wait, on a steel horse you ride?
You got it.
All right. Can you play anything or you just noodle with your little guitar?
Probably the best player in the world, but it's a burden. To be
You're
that
the
good.
Best player in the
to
world.
To be that good. Okay.
I'm like a white floppy haired Hendrix.
No.
I actually brought my guitar with me.
You do have your guitar.
It's my only friend.
Okay.
It probably goes with you everywhere.
And if you don't mind, I'll just like play a couple songs for you.
All right, just love, not love a couple that. Songs. We just like the just a tiny bit, just a snippet. That's all we want. Yeah.
All right.
He was British, though. I'm not right wrong about that, right?
At the beginning,
down.
Yes.
Had an accent.
And then it sort of went Cockney.
Only at the beginning.
For a minute, he was Australian.
You're just the lady of a thousand voices. You over there.
Well, you know I
shut
am.
Shut your goddamn mouth! I'm about to sing a song.
Okay.
It's such a burden to bang supermodels. Sometimes I hurt my finger on champagne bottles. Wah.
Oh, I like that. like that.
Is that the end
of your whole life right there, huh?
Wow. My heart open up to you.
Wow.
Want to hear another one?
I'd love to.
I think we have time for one more, sure.
My penis is just too big. And my hair is high maintenance.
I think you've got a full CD on your hands here. You have one more? Can we squeeze in one more?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I didn't realize you had so many problems.
Rob Pattinson talking about the burden of fame with his only friend, his guitar.
Sometimes room service takes forever. It's really quite a risky endeavor. Wow.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, the great art bat stopping by the Kevin Beach Show. Well, you are listening to the Kevin Beach Show on a Tuesday. Bad Religion later on today. Also, your chance at tickets for Kick-Ass, the new movie that looks so awesome. You can see that before it opens. And I think we also have tickets for the Super Secret Gorillaz rehearsal show, because as you know, they are headlining night number two of this year's Coachella.
Night number three.
Ella. Right, night number three, excuse me. So we have that, all of that, coming up here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, time to take a look at the show biz beat. What's going on?
Well, Lady Gaga is great. I love her. I didn't realize I loved her till I heard Kesha. But she's bizarre. She likes to dress bizarre. And apparently, according to Star Magazine, she will not put on a pair of bowling shoes. It won't happen.
Because other people have worn them and it creeps her out?
That would be
something.
My guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say why, but that would be my guess.
Maybe they're just not fashionable enough for her. They're not crazy enough. They're too mainstream, maybe.
They say that Lady Gaga went bowling, though, at Liverpool's Hollywood Bowl, and she was wearing stilettos, which tore up the lane.
Yeah.
Tore up the wood.
I can't believe they would let her onto the bowling alley with those shoes.
Me either, but that was the deal. I so hate the bowling shoes so much, I'm going to wear stilettos.
She couldn't have any of the shoe choice. She couldn't bring her own tennis shoes or something.
That was it.
Wow. All right.
Good times.
This is not technically a showbiz story, but all of Hollywood, just like all of America, is talking about the Apple iPad. It is reported that it sold over 300,000 copies on Saturday. And here's a twist. You didn't see this one coming. A group of teenagers has posted a video on YouTube of themselves destroying a brand new $500 iPad outside of a Best Buy store. They bought an iPad, then they went outside with baseball bats and smashed it into a million pieces. Okay?
Why?
Good question. 19-year-old Justin Cockott is his name.
Yes.
Was asked why he and his friends destroyed the iPad. He said, quote, "I wanted to be the first one to do it before other people did it." He destroyed it and put it on YouTube, and it's getting, 100,000 hits already. I mean, it's just people are going crazy.
But it cost $500.
I know. Explain the logic. Just because you're going to be the first person to destroy one and put it on the internet, that's why you buy one and do it?
You want to know what's funnier?
Right.
Daniel Tosh already did it. Daniel
Tosh. On his TV show.
And he didn't have to buy it.
Already did it. Already
That's
destroyed
right.
one.
He destroyed it like 3 weeks ago, right?
So this guy went it and bought it and then went in the parking lot and then nothing. For no reason.
That kid sucks.
He, by the way, says he actually loves the iPad. He bought two others at the time. He smashed one and kept two.
Where's he getting this money?
I don't know.
Too much money.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe Diddy's his dad. I don't know where the money's coming from. But, I mean, that hurts because there are people out there who are salivating right now to get their hands on an iPad. Oh, my God, if I could only figure out a way to buy one, they're thinking, this kid's smashing it just for YouTube.
I hate him.
Yeah. Well, he's hateable. That's why you hate him. Makes perfect sense. Russell Brown has found God.
Russell Brown?
Or Russell Brand.
Russell Brand has found God.
Oh, that's a bad sign. Because that means he can't be having sex with Katy Perry before they get married.
Oh, lots of people have God and sex.
Okay.
Katy Perry's father, as most of you know, Keith Hudson, tells the British tabloid News of the World that he's been an evangelist for the last 38 years. And his future son-in-law is joining the Reborn Brigade, as he calls it.
Oh, so this is him saying that he's found religion to make his new wife-to-be's family happy.
That's one interpretation. If you're skeptical of what comes out in the news about celebrities, I choose to believe that he really has found God.
It's so funny that an evangelist's daughter is Katy Perry.
I know.
I mean, look at her.
That's the best.
That fits the cliche perfectly.
Even before she meets Russell Brand, that's the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the first thing she does is start kissing girls. That's what she does coming from an evangelist family. Right, exactly. They do seem impossibly happy together,
Russell
Brand and Katy.
I know, but stop it. Right?
Stop being happy.
No, I'm just saying they can't.
It won't last.
The universe cannot accept their marriage. That's all I'm saying.
Have you guys seen the new TV show on Fox called Sons of Tucson? They have been advertising it a lot. It has aired 3 or 4 times. Has anyone caught it yet?
I did watch it once, and it was pretty funny.
Good reviews.
And the main guy on that show, the guy who plays the dad that a bunch of kids adopt, basically, to play his dad, right? He's on Reaper, right?
Reaper, yeah. He's the funny guy on Reaper.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Well, it's already been canceled. Show's been canceled.
What?
It's gone. Yeah, Fox has pulled it from the schedule.
I just jotted it down to record because you guys were saying it was good.
What?
Well, you can see the last few episodes, I guess. I'm sure they'll burn them off at some point. They announced this week that has been canceled. Till Death, the Brad Garrett sitcom, has also been canceled, if you remember from earlier in the week. So, as I understand it, Fox has no more live-action comedies. Apparently, what they think is working for them over there is animation. So they're going to, you know, continue to stick with the Family Guy and the American Dad and those types of shows.
They have great,
both of those are gone.
They have great, you know, animated shows.
They do. And I do support them on the Till Death cancellation.
Oh,
I know, but that was a
shocking.
Terrible show.
That show was on for 8 seasons, you guys.
Was it really?
What?
8 seasons, yeah.
What?
Speaking of animation, I don't know if this is good news or not. I'm scared. I saw what George Lucas did to the Star Wars franchise with the last 3 movies. Now, Lucasfilm Animation says they are developing a new cartoon Star Wars TV comedy series. Star Wars as a comedy.
Star Wars it comedy seems series.
To me, like Robot Chicken and Family Guy have already pretty much taken over Star Wars as a comedy.
Yeah.
But they are going to give it a try, and according to Daily Variety, we'll see it sometime next year.
Dr. Dre is coming out with a new CD, if you believe the rumors. It's called Detox, and it has been expected as long as we've been alive.
Well, he doesn't rush them to market. He goes a long time between. I think his last one was in around 2000 or 2001 or something.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the rumors about this, though, have been out there, you know.
It's his Chinese democracy, right?
It is, yeah. Well, apparently he's doing a song with Jay-Z.
That's cool.
How awesome would that be? I mean, really, I love Dr. Dre. Jay-Z, to me, may be one of the best rappers ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool thing. It would be better if the CD would come out.
If we could hear it.
You know, like, it's great that we can read that they're doing this and that they're singing and rapping and stuff together. But if I could hear it, that'd be even better.
Apparently the K-Fed track is holding them up. They're still working on that. It's taking that right.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre is balling, by the way. I saw him on the Red Sox-Yankees opener the other night.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Let's take a vote. Can Bean pull off balling?
No.
No?
Dr. Dre is balling, by the way.
Mike, no?
No.
No. Okay.
He was at the opening baseball game, Red Sox-Yankees, the other night at Fenway, in a suite watching the game, wearing a Red Sox jersey, watching the game with his good friend LeBron James. That's how he was spending his Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Dre, maybe he's got other things going on that keeps him out of the studio. I don't know. And finally for me, Orlando Bloom back in the news. She's very popular, as you know, from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
She's good at that, I think.
She's really, really good. TMZ.com posted a video of Orlando Bloom having trouble getting his motorcycle started in New York the other day. Starting it, doing everything he could to get it started, couldn't get the engine to turn over. Completely frustrated, he turns around to the paparazzi and he says, "Hey, you guys going to stand around and watch? Or you going to help me get this bike started?" So they immediately gave him a push and he was off and running. That's what he needed, was just to get a little bit of a little bit of speed.
That's ridiculous. They should have said, "We're going to sit here and take pictures of you." It's much funnier.
I can relate to that.
Robert Pattinson, what are you doing back in here? I thought you left already.
I didn't want to go back to my hotel, Beverly Hills Hotel, room 604, because I felt like it was too hard with all the girls there.
Those of you just tuning in, Robert Pattinson was complaining about how fame is really, really, it's grueling. It's
grueling,
really tough.
It's exhausting.
I can relate to Orlando Bloom having to deal with the paparazzi. You know why?
His only friend is his guitar.
Why? You know why?
Why?
The paparazzi can be a burden. I cry so much, my eyes be hurting.
Nope.
Wow. <Okay. laughs>
That's it, Robert. You got to get out of here. We're done with you. Today's celebrity birthday. Speaking of Star Wars, actor Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah,
Lando Calrissian, ladies and gentlemen. who token blacklister Anel points out it was named at birth William Williams. When you really stop to think about it, what's up with that?
I guess so.
I guess that's why they call it Billy. Singer-guitarist Frank Black from the Pixies is 45 years old today. Actor Paul Rudd turns 41. Jason Hervey, ladies and gentlemen, from the Wonder Years is 38. What's he up to these days? I haven't seen him much.
Handing me my sport coat at LAX.
Vaseline.
Really?
Yeah, that
really happened?
That really did happen.
What?
That really did happen.
I thought you were kidding.
No, they make you take off your jacket. Yeah. I put it through, and I totally forgot, and I'm walking. I'm like way down the run, almost to the runway, or my gate, and this dude taps me on the shoulder. He's like, I think this is yours. You forgot it. And it was Wayne from the Wonder Years. It was Jason Hervey.
Awesome.
Was, nice. Was he working That's... there? Or you just saw.
No, he was.
Was he wearing a TSA uniform?
No, he was dressed very nicely.
Just being a nice guy,
a very nice guy. All right. I'd throw that out there.
Zach Braff from Scrubs in Garden State, 35 years old today. Speaking of Mike's TV heroes growing up, Candace Cameron from Full House is 34 years old.
What you know
today.
About Kimmy Gibbler?
Actor Brett Harrison from The Reaper is 28, and the reason we celebrate today, the beautiful actress Diora Baer is 27,
Mike,
and that is the show
the
this
chair
week.
Alone.
Stop doing that to me.
That is terrible.
Honestly,
stop. I'm going to break it.
Tuesday, Kevin and Bean Show, live music from the band Bad Religion, one of Southern California's all-time greatest rock and roll bands, and they are going to be here 1 hour from right now to pretty much rock your face off. That's what's going to be happening on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Right now, though, we have to turn our attention to Kevin, your favorite guy and your favorite story. I know you have been obsessed with Dr. Conrad Murray ever since the Michael Jackson death.
Well, there's just so many weird things that go on with this thing. And, they were talking about charging him for 17 years. And I didn't understand why it was taking so long. Okay, be thorough, but, literally his kids are now 50. So it may have been Dr. Conrad Murray, he's hiding out. He's got warehouses full of propofol. I mean, just... everything about this story is weird.
Yeah.
You have to get on the jury, dude.
Oh, I would love that.
Have any preconceived notions about it?
Can you imagine? I could put those aside, Bean. I could be fair.
That's what you're famous for, is being able to put aside your pre-existing bias.
TMZ has learned that Dr. Conrad Murray's legal defense is that Michael Jackson gave himself the fatal dose of propofol.
Huh.
Okay. As unlikely as that seems... as a legal strategy, it makes a lot of sense. Why not blame the guy who can't be there to defend himself?
Right. Yeah, right. Because then there's no evidence to the contrary. Imagine.
Right.
I mean, there's no video. Unless
And as Harvey Levin pointed out, last time we talked to him, or maybe it was Dax from TMZ yesterday, he said, you only need one juror to go, well, I guess that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what reasonable doubt is. That's how you avoid being convicted.
Dr. Murray says that the amount he gave Michael Jackson would keep someone asleep for only 5 to 10 minutes.
But that's not why he's there, is to only keep him asleep for 5 to 10 minutes. That doesn't make any sense.
You tell me. I don't know.
Hey, a lot of what Dr. Murray says doesn't make any sense.
But he says the propofol, along with the Ativan and the Versed, what that was already in his system had some kind of synergistic effect, and then Michael, I guess, saw a truckload full of propofol in his bedroom and decided to give it all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legal strategy.
Well, good luck with that. Well, Dr. Conrad Murray obviously has been pretty much under the radar. He's not given a single interview, with the exception of the one YouTube video that he put out, except when he comes on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're very grateful for that, and we have Dr. Murray on the phone with us right now again. Hey, hey, who's laughing already? We haven't even said.
To be on my mind, it's come for the right with the blood clot pop.
Okay, Dr. Murray, I'm sorry. I thought you were from Texas. Where are you from?
I'm from the but by sign to come island style Barbados condao.
I heard
Barbados originally. Okay, all right, that's fine.
You know, be true man up, kite, chicken head, sit out with a miggity miggity, oh, come die, who saw a lineman with the island style, no.
All right, I did follow that. Hey, are we even supposed to be calling you Dr. Murray since your license has been suspended while this trial is going on?
I tell you, I don't care. Rasta style me come das. When the island say, to what won't come up?
Anyone?
Hey, party people, you know, hey, I've been. Me put the lime in the coconut, shake them both up. Wah, 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 wah.
Nope, no answer. None.
All right, doctor.
What?
Kevin accurately summarized your defense, which is that Michael Jackson gave himself his own fatal dose of propofol.
When the white man come to me, he tell me, it's time for the police to come round time. You go to court, man. No come to Sorito. No kai to with Rasta style. Me shake it a dread, shake it a dread, shake it a dread. Po, po, po.
So,
wow. I'm really trying here. I hope
the trial's on TV.
I do too.
Betrayal, the steel drum, because I feel it from my heart. No, Ajaimako, Ropa Pom Pom Bakataina.
Hey, do you know Rihanna?
I know Rihanna. You want me to get her for you?
Yes, please.
No, no, I don't think that's... I don't think that's necessary.
Wait,
no,
if Rihanna's serious. There, don't we want to talk to her?
Hey,
no, man, you speak it off. You come to Island Style.
All right, we'll talk to Rihanna real quick. If you've got her there anyway, Dr. Murray, why not?
Hey, party people, what's up? It's Rihanna.
Hi, Rihanna.
Wait, I thought this was Dr. Conrad Murray.
When I get your umbrella, Ella, Ella, I tell you the story. It's coming out.
All right. Thank you, Rihanna, for saying hello. Put Dr. Murray back on the phone. I got a couple more quick questions for
you. Hi.
Is this Dr. Murray?
Dr. Conrad Murray.
All right, Dr. Murray. Another part of your defense is the reason you... Okay. The reason you waited so long to...
All right.
Goddamn Omar, man. It's not me.
Who?
It's
you got Omar with you?
He be my steel drum player. He helped me.
I see.
Give me the proper word, man.
One more question for you, Dr. Murray. Part of your defense is that the reason you waited so long to call 911 is you say you didn't want to leave the patient alone in the room. Yet other reports say that he died while you were in the other room on the phone with somebody else. Which is it?
Dr. Murray?
Doctor?
Mike, yeah.
Omar, and I be fighting over the reggae horn, man. I don't want him to hit it no more.
Is that right?
No more. He wants to hit it every time, man.
So you're holding him back?
We're literally having a fight in here. All right, what were you saying, man?
It doesn't matter.
All right, that's fine.
Michael Jackson killed himself. That's the way I say
that's
it.
Okay.
Rock at the pom pom.
So that's going to be your defense. He killed himself.
They call me Mr. Sexy Man Shabba Shabba.
I don't know what that means.
Check out the grid. Blood clot.
I don't know.
Rock style. Mickety, mickety. Oh,
and to you as well. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We got the Gorillaz Super Secret Show. They are rehearsing to headline night number 3 of the Coachella Festival. It's you can't get tickets any other way than to win them from us. And we're going to give you a chance to do that in about 10 minutes or so right here on The Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. What are we looking for this time? We're looking for Coachella trivia, right?
Yeah. Any band that's playing Coachella, if you have trivia about it, we have a guy here that works here named Jed. And he knows encyclopedic knowledge of every single
rock and roll legend, Jed the Fish. Of course, he knows everything about all those bands because he's been playing them since they started, right?
So, I mean, we're going to go through the motions. We're not going to give away any tickets because Jed is just ironclad. But we'll go through the motions of acting like we're going to give away tickets.
All right.
Okay.
So if you want to call.
If you got a question about any of the bands playing the Coachella Festival this year, if you can stump Jed, you go into the drawing to win tickets to see the Gorillaz before the show. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Now, what's going on with you, Kevin? Seems like there's been a lot of meetings, a lot of closed door, a lot of... Seems like the heat's been turned up pretty high in the studio lately.
Well, yeah.
Who are you fighting with?
Well, I am not fighting with anyone. I hate Kesha with a dollar sign.
Okay. Now,
and with a passion.
Yeah. Do you need... I mean, really, let's just start with, do you need anything more than the fact that she spells her name K-E dollar sign H-A?
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough, right?
It is enough. I understand that you're not a fan of hers. We've talked about that on the show a couple of times before. Haven't you also done a couple of posts for KevinandMe.com where you've talked about how lame she is?
Top Kim pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
Yeah, yes. I did put those up at one point.
And how? At one point? What do you mean?
Well,
can't people still go to KevinandMe.com?
No. Oh, no. No.
What?
No. No. That's so yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Well, the first one that I put up made fun of that song, TikTok, which, by the way, as creative as she is, she spells it T-I-K-T-O-K.
Right.
How do you do it?
Right.
What's the secret? Come on. I mean, really, how is everyone not giving her the finger? The problem is that her songs actually, and I hate to say this because I'm not a fan of hers, but she has good, the choruses have good hooks.
Mm-hmm.
They're very catchy. They get stuck in your head, right. So it doesn't matter what else she does, you know, as long as she hits that chorus that has some kind of hook in it, then she's fine.
And now the dudes are lining up because they hear we got swagger, but we kicked them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, all right, good.
Doesn't even make any sense, right.
Cue it up to the blah, blah, blah part. So TikTok was the first one. So I wrote a post on that, how much I hated her.
Okay.
And then she came out with blah, blah, blah. That's the name of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Very lazy on the spelling, though. She went with B-L-A-H.
Wow.
Well,
she didn't try to
change. What happened?
That's not
creative. Is she already out?
Creative.
Is she already out of creativity with the spelling thing? Because I suggested B-L at, you know, like you do?
Mm-hmm.
H. Well, what about that? She could have done that.
That's I like that idea.
And you know who backs her? 303. And you know how they spell 303?
How?
First of all, they're from Denver. So the area code is 303. They spell it 3-O-H exclamation point 3.
Okay.
So that makes them interesting.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you got that going. So now she's doing a song called Blah, Blah, Blah.
I'm talking about everybody getting drunk.
Yeah, that's not it at all. I was asking you to go forward to the
end. And it's another terrible song.
Yeah, and it's basically her saying blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear guys talk to me. I just want to do it.
Right.
But she tells him to turn around. Listen, it doesn't matter. I have a lot of problems with Kesha. So what I did was I took a photo of Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And I photoshopped a bunch of Kesha's features onto Osama bin Laden to visually represent my hatred.
Okay. So because those are comparable. Osama bin Laden, Kesha.
By the way, yes. The first line in the second post, which is no longer up, is Kesha is to music what Osama bin Laden is to world peace.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So,
all right.
You're representing a fairly popular opinion on this show and around
okay,
this station.
Okay, good.
What's the blowback, though? Where's the problem? Why aren't these posts up anymore? That's what I'm having trouble getting to.
Oh, it's so awesome. I put her makeup that's running on Osama. So awesome. And her nose ring. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but F it, because it makes me mad. The management of Kesha also manages bands that we love and play.
Oh.
Okay.
So...
did they get
therein lies the problem where they go into the boss's offices,
mm-hmm.
and they say, hey, we represent a band you like. Why don't you stop doing this? You know, why don't you stop hating on Kesha?
I see, because they all are under the same giant umbrella.
Right.
Ella, Ella, Ella. Who are the bands that we like that are in the same management group as Kesha?
Well, I don't know if I should say Kings of Leon, but I mean...
Oh, okay. All right, so...
I don't know if I should say that.
What? So make fun of Kesha over here. Maybe you don't get so much access to Kings of Leon over there. That's what's being said. Okay, I understand.
That was being said, by the way, in specific words. That was not, insinuated.
Wow.
So,
really? They don't think Kesha can take it?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know.
She's doing very well. I don't think we're going to hurt her.
Yeah, so she doesn't need you. That's
management
for sure.
Came to me and they said, can you please take down the posts? And I thought, you know, I did the first one a couple of weeks ago. I did the last one maybe a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that's seen it is probably going to see it. So I don't care. So I took them down. But then I got mad. And on Saturday, before April Foolishness, it occurred to me that this is BS. That... if she's going to dress like that and sing songs like that, and I wasn't making anything up, I was
playing
her music and making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to put up another post, and that was that the headline was, I was just informed that I love Kesha, and I told this whole story about the management getting upset,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And I said, one, get an artist that isn't T, spelled with a dollar sign.
Good, of course.
And two, I don't know, tougher skin.
Yeah.
How about that?
Come on.
Your job is to represent people. My job is to make fun of them. So then it says, for more, click on more, and you go to more, and it's Kesha's makeup, you know, where her eye makeup is running down her face,
mm-hmm.
and nose ring, and her hair on Hitler.
On Hitler's face?
Yeah, I photoshopped...
Yeah, that's better than Osama.
Wait a minute.
It's the only thing that I could think that was worse than Osama, because I was angry.
So your response to can't make fun of Kesha anymore is to go back to KevinAbean.com and do a Photoshop picture of Kesha as Hitler?
Yes.
So you say to management, yes, okay.
Right, so I took
it
down. That was Friday, so I took it down on Friday. Saturday, I got really mad because we should be able to make fun of her because she blows.
Okay.
And you know what the S is on blows? Dollar sign.
Dollar sign, gotta be, yeah.
So I worked, probably worked it for 2 hours on the Photoshop, making Hitler look like Kesha or Kesha look like Hitler. I don't know.
And you did a nice job, by the way.
Okay, so then.
I think Hitler as Kesha may be more attractive than Kesha as Kesha, too, by the way. She's fug.
She is fug, right. So then, as I was driving to April Foolishness on Saturday night, that's when I started thinking, you know, the guy that's our boss, Mr. Weatherby. We like him.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's in a difficult position with this management company. So I don't really want to F him up.
Right.
That's the only reason I felt bad is like I told him I would take him down and now I'm putting this up. It's going to be worse and he's going to be in more hot water and it's going to be because of me. And I don't want to be a dick to my boss. I don't mind being a dick to Kesha or their management or whatever. But my boss is pretty cool, right? Being, I mean, we would pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great guy. Great guy.
So I said, you might want to take a look at that and take it down. And like I gave him the heads up. It's Hitler. So maybe if you want to.
What?
Oh, that's not going to make things better with management, though.
So
here's
what you should do is you should probably. I'm thinking about you now, not me. You should probably take that one down, too. But then we did a parody song.
Wait, there's more on the Kesha?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We did a whole parody song.
There's so much hate. It cannot be contained in just this
cartoon hate.
We did a parody song, and there's a video coming. So you can't read any of the three blogs because they have been taken down.
Okay.
All right. And they burned down that segment of the internet so they can never be seen again.
That's correct. But there is my version of blah, blah, blah called Baby Talk.
Coming out my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Sutter and stammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a sucker on pacifier. Dumb, like a retard. I act cool, and I can't sing. I'm not sure if I speak English, but who cares? I'm talking that.
Just like a baby, I go boo, boo. You understand me? Nah. When I don't care, it's just blah, blah. The songs you're singing, they're really sounding like. Your pudgy body's enough to make me sick singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid.
I'm talking that.
So there you go. Well, that was smooth things over fine.
No, that's a tribute.
No, now you're in good shape.
That's my tribute.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Bad Religion live in our studio playing for us in about a half an hour coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, have you heard from management? Has that song been pulled yet? Are we still allowed to play it? Or
I don't know, but I'm guessing it's. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to have a short shelf life.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say we definitely have to try to play it again in a few minutes. All right, let's turn our attention. The great Jed the Fish? Jed has been a legendary Los Angeles DJ for 35 years. He's the host of the nationally syndicated countdown show called Out of Order. If you've never heard Jed before, here's a little bit of what he sounds like on the radio.
Jed the Fish here to tell you about the true origin of the Easter Bunny. Well, of course, it was some of the first American settlers who happened to be German bringing this new tradition to the new world, bringing eggs to friends' houses, meaning fertility. So, yes, the Easter Bunny is today really just a giant horny rabbit encouraging you to go for it, especially if you want a December baby. It's a strange world. Bunnies bringing the chocolate and fish bringing the music.
Why do you talk like that, Jed? Are you Kesha?
I pulled my hamstring shooting horse with Ian Curtis in 1987.
All right, not responsive.
And he was dead a long time by 1987. But let's move on to the issue at hand, which is the Gorillaz dress rehearsal. They're playing Coachella Night Number 3. They're having a super secret warm-up show.
Many people believe that gorillas were actually the first modern animal to have opposable thumbs.
So you can't buy tickets to the show, but you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you can, stump Jed.
Stump Jed the Fish. Can you stump? Can you stump? Can you stump?
Hello?
Can you stump? Dead the Fish.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Oh, no.
Stomp, Dead the Fish. Stomp, Dead the Fish. Stomp, Dead the Fish.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Tony is on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show, and here's the mission at hand. Ask a trivia question about any of the bands playing Coachella in a couple of weeks. If you stump Jed, you go into the drawing to win tickets to the Gorillaz Show. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the program.
I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. I pushed the wrong button. What line is Tony on?
Tony's on
line three.
Thank you. Hi, Tony. Sorry about that.
Hey, no worries.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Lisa May? Uh-huh.
All right. Good luck stumping Jed. He knows everything, but
Lisa,
go ahead.
You look very pretty.
Thank you, right. Jed.
So what is the band name that Radiohead originally performed under?
Conrad Bain, who played Mr. Drummond.
That'd be a good band name, by
what
the way.
What are you talking about, what? Willis? What? It's 106.7.
Hey, we're doing a game. When you're not on the air, we're doing a game.
Oh.
I mean, you are on the air, but it's our show. We're doing yeah.
My girlfriend's quite mature.
All right. Tony, was his answer the correct answer?
That was incorrect.
Incorrect. The correct answer is?
On a Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of Radiohead fans know that.
It was on a Friday in 1984. I believe I was going to see Soft Cell with Richard Blade. We huffed acid in an alleyway in Tarzana. I don't remember much else, but I had Sean Balzini's Baby Do the Boom Boom.
Thank you for bringing that up. Tony, hang on. You are now in the drawing. Let's try Jesse on line six.
Big How's Gorillaz your girl?
Fan.
Oh, man.
Big Gorillaz fan. Got a Gorillaz question. Let's see if Jesse, if you can stump Jed the Fish. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hi. My question is, what is 2D's real name? Not in the singer who plays him, but actually in the biography, what is 2D's real name?
2D's real name from Gorillaz. Jed, do you know that one?
I believe 2D's real name. I don't know that black actress from The Facts of Life.
No.
The only one I knew was Natalie and Joe and Mrs. Garrett. I don't know 2D.
This is not a Facts of Life question. This is 2D from Gorillaz.
George Clooney got his break on The Facts of Life.
All right.
What's the answer, Jess?
His real name is Stuart Clark.
There you go.
That's
Does that ring a bell,
longer.
Jed?
So you're in the draw.
What was that?
Does that ring a bell, the answer?
The Archbishop of Austria, Franz Ferdinand?
Okay, no.
It's right, believed that his assassination is what cost World War I.
Sure. How about Monica on line one? She's got a question to try to stump Jed to win tickets to the Super Secret Gorillaz Show. Hi, Monica. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, May.
Hi.
What is the name of Jay-Z's latest album?
I have a beaker of lithium in my butt.
What?
No, is that a title or is that what's going on with
By
you?
The way, this is a giveaway. This is a gimme. This is an easy question. What is the name of Jay-Z's latest album?
Trans Euro Express.
No, you're thinking of Kraftwerk.
Wow.
Monica, what's the correct answer for Jed, please?
Chinese Democracy.
No, that's not it either.
Nope, that's not it.
You're wrong, too. You wanted the Blueprint
Someone
3
Someone played an awesome joke on you.
Yeah, somebody really did, Monica.
It was Blueprint 3. What do we do with her?
Well, she obviously doesn't win. She didn't know the answer.
Aww.
You got to know the answer. We tell you that when you call.
She
you have
said
to know the
such,
answer to the question.
She was so sure with her answer. That's so
democracy.
Funny. She's dumb.
That's very funny. All right, one more. How about Jose, line 5, please? Jose, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on with Jed.
What's the lead singer's name in the band you...
Napoleon used to drink a bottle of cognac with breakfast. It's believed that's why he was so erratic and aggressive.
Is that true? Is that the lead singer?
No. The correct answer is Matt Bellamy.
Bellamy went to Rutgers.
No. Not Bill Bellamy either.
All right. Hang on. If you stumped Jed, Lisa May is going to be
Bill Bellamy's first comedy album was called Who's in the House?
Who's going to see the Gorillaz at their super secret show?
Jesse is the winner.
Jesse's the last guy we talked to, right?
Or nope. Line two,
early?
Jesse.
Line six, please, Jesse.
Oh, that Jesse.
All right, listen. We have a Jesse on line six, and we have a
He's
Jesse.
Right. Line six.
Okay.
Yeah!
Couldn't be more confusing. Jesse, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And thanks for playing the game.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Psycho Mike, tell the kids real quick about the conversation you had with Bad Religion a minute ago.
Jay was in the other room, and I was walking by to go to the bathroom, and he says, "Hey, what's up?" And I said, "Man, you got a lot of equipment." He said, "Well, probably not going to sound good, but it sure will be loud."
That could be the motto of this show, by the way. Not good, but loud. Like Bad it. Religion joins us in 10 minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We love those guys. We don't get to see them nearly often enough, and they are going to be playing live. So stick around for that right now. In for Ralph Showbiz Beat, it's producer Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hello, good morning. I have the entire Bad Religion mixing board, by the way, in my office.
And
yes,
it's,
you do. Yeah.
It's as big as the office. It's unbelievable.
I pretty much have to cop a feel with their tour guy, Ronnie, every time I pass by him just to answer email. Sorry,
probably
Ronnie.
Why he set it up that way.
But first and foremost, I want to hook people up to...
We have a winner, believe it or not.
No, Rodney, not yet. To Kick-Ass.
Oh, this looks so good.
I know. A pair of tickets to the premiere of Kick-Ass Tuesday, April 13th at the Arclight in Hollywood. It is in theaters Friday, April 16th. I'm going to make Hung and Miss Cleo work for it. Intern Hung's a little slow. I'm going to give him caller 88.
Ooh,
88.
Ooh,
that hurts. Make it happen, people. 88.
That could be noon with Hung.
I know. That's right. Cat Corbett will take the winner. Mr. Skin, you love him, has come out
yes,
with the list of the top 10 bisexual female celebrities.
All right.
I will run them down for you. Number 10, Sopranos Drea De Matteo.
Okay.
I didn't even know she was bisexual. That's awesome. Number 9, Kanye West, sometimes hot, sometimes not, girlfriend Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm gonna say,
I think
you scare me.
Yeah,
we
she
need
might a, scare you.
We need some kind
hot.
Of a noise for sometimes hot, sometimes not, because that's...
The problem is Bean's a girly man, and he can't handle a woman like that, so he's just intimidated by the prospect of it.
Because she could kick his ass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8...
Wait, hold on just a second. What girl couldn't kick his ass?
That's true.
All right, back to you.
Number 8, Waste of Space, Tila Tequila.
Oh.
God, I hate her. Number... Number 7, Jenna Jameson.
Yeah. Okay, ding, now ding, we're ding. Talking.
Six.
From 5 years ago, though. We need a really old bell.
That's
right?
True. Number 6, Amy Winehouse. Back
to what Winehouse. Kind of a list is this? Just because they're bisexual doesn't mean they're hot bisexuals.
Hey, don't yell at me.
Okay,
I didn't
wait.
Put the list
what's
together.
What's the headline?
The headline is top 10 bisexual female celebrities.
Top 10.
Oh, celebrities. She's
Oh,
celebrity.
It doesn't say hot, then. It's
no.
just 10 celebrities. Okay,
there's
we'll
got to be a celebrity who's bisexual that could replace Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, there are a few on this list. Right. Number 5
is... If not, just find a hot chick and claim she's bisexual just to put her on the list instead of Amy Winehouse.
And if you can't
is
do that,
bisexual?
Just make it top 9.
Yeah, she says, there's a quote in here saying,
so know,
what?
Lisa.
I like girls as well. I've had relationships with other women, but that doesn't mean I don't...
Oh,
no.
Alex! What kind of show do you think we're running
what
in here?
Want?
I just have to get out of delay for you.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now I really feel like Ralph doing showbiz.
You should.
All right, number 5, Megan Mullally.
Number 4,
really? Yeah, it's very
Boy,
strange.
I'll tell you, this is not hot. This is a
maybe,
not hot list.
Maybe it's a bisexual thing.
Not hot.
That
okay.
girls who are bisexual aren't that hot. Number 4, Margaret Cho. Bad.
Oh! Leave the room. This is, leave the room right now.
This is a fake list. There's no way this... We need to talk... We need to talk to Mr. Skin immediately.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
And 3 is Drew Barrymore, 2's Lady Gaga, 1 Anna Paquin. All right. So Anna wins.
All right.
Anna's hot.
All right.
Three
so there's like
good.
2 hot chicks on that list,
well,
okay?
Wait a second!
Mr. Skin is dead to me.
What?
What about a certain girl who's been open in the press about having relationships with a girl before and running around L.A. looking for a stripper by the name of Megan Fox?
Yeah, good point.
Because I think Megan Fox is a part-time lady lover.
It doesn't matter!
No. I think it was like a college experience
if
where you make a
roommate. If she fits the list by 1%, you put her on.
All right. Then
that's
fine.
It.
I will book Mr. Skin tomorrow.
Yeah, you can argue
yes.
on him. Okay.
And we will.
All right. More importantly.
Mr. Skin's final appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
More importantly, does anybody have $2,500? Anybody?
No.
If we have $2,500 cash, that is how much you have to pay Lindsay Lohan to show up anywhere.
Really?
She has lowered
her, price has
her appearance fee to $2,500. You have to pay her in cash through her assistant, and she'll show up wherever you need.
Do you have to also pick up airfare and hotel if it's not where she is?
Oh, I'm sure.
That is not in there, but yeah, probably. What's even sadder is Snooki makes more per appearance.
Oh, my God.
Snooki
right.
makes about $10,000 per
Rough.
Appearance.
Let me ask you this question for reals. Contact mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan's people. Find out if I could, if I wanted to, have Lindsay Lohan come stay at my house for the night.
I will.
And by house, you mean bed.
I'll tell you, Lindsay Lohan follows us on Twitter. We discovered about a week ago.
Really?
So we've been sending her messages saying we love
but
you
I
come
mean,
on the show.
Does it have to be a public appearance? Will she only do it if it's a you know a restaurant or a bar, or a club, or something like that? Or will she come to somebody's house for $2,500?
Dude, you could get a hooker for a lot less than that.
What if we pay her $2,500 to come on this show for a whole hour? and we can just have her in studio and ask her all the different questions and stuff. That's worth $2,500.
We'll find out.
All right.
The first time we've paid anybody to be on the show.
Yep.
And then she'll snort in about an hour. What? Apparently, I have something in common with the producers of Dancing with the Stars. We have to get hot chicks to put on underwear. I've had to do that at the Miss Double December pageants.
That happens a lot with you.
Yeah. And apparently...
Listen, sweetie, listen. Alex will say.
What are you doing? Don't tell them to put on underwear.
Apparently, Pamela Anderson on Dancing with the Stars was not going to wear underwear underneath her dresses.
No.
And on the premiere night, she actually trimmed. She cut her dress 3 inches to make it even shorter, and she wasn't going to wear any panties or any pasties. Those go on the lady parts.
She knows she's on network television live, right?
Yes.
I would be in favor of that 5 years ago.
Yeah. So apparently, the producers had to get some fruit of the looms on there.
Pam Anderson?
I'm sorry.
And finally.
I'm sorry, Bean, but one of your girlfriends is officially taken.
Oh.
Diablo Cody got married.
Oh, you're kidding me. I love her so.
The Oscar-winning screenwriter of Juno got married to apparently a nice, normal, non-celebrity guy, and she's pregnant. She's sperminated.
Wow.
No kidding.
That. Sorry,
she's
dude.
Awesome. I love her very awesome. Much.
But it's all right to lose a woman that there's no possible way in any universe you would have a shot at.
Ever.
But that's all women. I lose all women because they're all in that category.
Yeah, I know.
New CDs today, Slash by Slash. Women and Country by Jacob Dylan, and I Learned the Hard Way by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Courtney and Chloe Take Manhattan, or excuse me, Take Miami, DVD release today. And Feliz Cumpleaños to Mike's girlfriend in his head, Deora Baird.
Yeah.
Zach Braff, ding, and Paul Rudd, ding, ding. That's my ding for my boys.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm Alex. That is the Showbiz Beat.
Together, ladies and gentlemen, Bad Religion joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I'd like to say at this time, we want you to be the house band of the Kevin and Bean Show. We need you here every morning at 5 a.m.
Okay. Right. We're you here. Got it.
Not that we can move around anywhere with all your equipment.
We have a lot of equipment.
That's what we do. We take up all the space and then eventually everybody leaves.
I just love that. I love walking in the morning and going, wow, this band could play the Rose Bowl with this equipment.
Yep, you sure could.
I love it.
It is. You don't adjust based on the size of the room. That's what I love about Bad Religion.
There's no change in what we play out of.
It is... no joke. There are just a handful of guests that we would have in 10 times more often than we do. And you guys are among those. And I can't believe it's been 2 years already since the last time you guys stopped by and played. But welcome back.
Thank you very much. We always enjoy coming here any hour. You know, if you guys just, however, if you do decide to go a little later, we might come back a little more often.
Yeah. That'd be okay. So. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
30 years together. Now... that's remarkable. Let's face it. I mean, you're practically the Rolling Stones at this point.
How dare you?
These
guys are still relevant.
They have made a lot better records in the last 20 years of the Rolling Stones, that's for sure.
And we don't carry defibrillators on tour with us yet.
Is that an important milestone for you? Is that something that you really sit back, take stock of, and you're proud of? Or is it just another day as far as you're concerned?
Well, the 30-year thing is something that the most important aspect of it is that we still have a community of people to play to. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's really – I've been saying it on stage every night, and it sounds maudlin when I say it because my audience sort of laughs at it, but I really do mean it. I mean, if you didn't have a relevant scene to play to
– of course.
Then you're a heritage act.
Yeah,
right.
We don't want to be thought of as that.
I'd like to suggest that when you're on stage and you're talking to the audience, that you dumb it down a little. And then they would go, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm not that good at those things, maybe.
You need to try a little bit more of Who Wants to Party and a little bit less of I Know This Sounds Maudlin.
Well, you guys, look, I consider you guys professional at this.
That's what we do.
I'm still learning my craft.
Yeah.
All right, so explain to folks the House of Blues celebration in honor of the 30th. How many shows are you going to end up doing in Southern California this month?
Well, we're just eventually we're going to be the house band there. It'll be House of Bad Religion.
Just every night.
And then every morning we'll come on to Kevin and Bean.
All right.
And we'll just, you know, never ever leave.
That's fine with me.
It's what it feels like now. We've played like 20.
Well, we will.
There's going to be 21 shows.
Yeah, there'll be 20 with a possible addition. Depending on ticket sales.
Yeah.
We're working on the
which is always shaky with you guys.
Ticket sales. You know, it's
come
always,
on.
It's always speculative.
What's the, I hate to ask a dumb question you've probably been asked a lot, especially by younger bands who can't last 5 years together. What's the secret to working together for so long and so successfully and still seeming to enjoy it so much?
Tofu.
That is not the answer I would have guessed.
No.
See?
Huh. Tofu. Let me write that down.
I mean, I know that you've always been open to letting guys go off and do their own thing, and you have had some rotation of younger members throughout the years. But I mean, in general, you know, the core has been together,
yeah,
pretty much for three. What's the secret?
Well, I always say it's kind of like a family, and then it sounds. What's the word?
Maudlin.
Thank you. Yeah, and
but not the, a word I would use. Yeah. But, I'm just saying.
But the truth is that you know, if a family that really grows well and that really works well over the years is one that allows its family members to grow individually. And we have always looked at Bad Religion as a creative enterprise, individually and collectively. And so when we come together, it's like our best friends and family coming together to or for a Thanksgiving dinner. But for us, it's a concert at the Hollywood Palladium.
Same,
or something.
Thanksgiving dinner, yeah. Concert, Palladium.
Exactly.
It's all the same.
Was there a point in that 30 years where you were all convinced it was over? Like everyone was just, this is it.
You'll have to ask done. The other guys.
I got twice.
Twice you did?
I've got twice.
Maybe 1984-ish.
About 1984 and 1999, 2000.
See, like any family, we've had our trial separations.
Of course.
There have been times when the parents had joint custody.
Yeah. It was rocking.
They took my shirt. I wanted it back.
The prodigal son left and returned.
Yeah.
Has there ever been musically much to disagree about?
Yeah, only once, and that was on in 80, well...
That was on Suffer, wasn't it?
No, I was going to say Into the Unknown, but you left the band over there. I mean, you hated that music so much.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That was the one. I mean, basically after our first LP, which was sort of our watershed moment,
right.
Greg and I went off the deep end and made a crazy prog album. Not only the hardcore fans know this.
Yeah.
And Jay looked at us and said, "What the hell are you writing? I'm out of here."
This is not the way I want to go.
And the reason I didn't think about that is because the record still came out. It still happened. Like
right.
Me leaving mm-hmm. didn't affect
it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it was a disagreement.
Right. And so the only one I was thinking about was the song that you wrote, Greg, back around Suffer Time that I can't remember the title of, that Greg Hetson said, "I can't sing that. I can't back that, man."
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't. And then we instituted a new...
What song was that?
That was, I can't really...
It was something very derogatory. We won't say on the air.
Okay.
But that was the day we came up with a new policy in the band, talk about growth in the family. We said, you can't just say, "I won't play that song," without offering some idea for a new song.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. So that was a new policy as of 1988. And
that
since,
was called The Death of Dissent.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. Like a new album title.
You needed a vast majority.
Yeah.
All right. You guys started out as a punk rock band and managed to stay pretty true to those initial inclinations. As music changed, as Guns N' Roses came around and as hair metal came around and all the other things that we've seen on the radio in the last 30 years, was there ever any temptation to kind of chase what was happening at the time?
Yeah.
Or was it pretty easy to keep doing what you were doing?
You didn't see our emo phase? You guys missed our emo
phase.
What happened?
Yeah, but I remember the Guns N' Roses guys wearing TSOL t-shirts.
Sure. Yeah. And, and they had Sex Pistols stickers on the Metallica guitars. So
sure. Yeah.
There was always like a punk rock part of all of that music.
Right.
It seemed like we were still a part of everything, even though it wasn't necessary to be.
But Bean's right.
But we didn't.
Bean's right in that music goes very, very extreme one direction, and there a lot of bands go that direction.
They
and
chase
then,
it. Right.
And
right.
Then they're left out, and there are very few bands that can stay.
Like Jay and Brett said, we never felt compelled to chase something that they wanted. They seemed to want a part of what we had, and
right.
we recognize that.
Disco.
So we never chased
it. Where you should go. Have you ever thought of using this? On stage.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's a cool reggaeton sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were thinking of going reggaeton.
This is a Bad Religion in the studio with Kevin Amin. They're going to be heading into the other room and performing for us in a couple minutes. Now, it's been a while since you had a new Bad Religion studio album, 2-3 years, something like that. But I understand it is something that you're currently working on.
That's right. Yeah, we're going into the studio on May 5th to start recording our new album, and hopefully it'll be out this fall.
May 6th.
Awesome.
These guys are fast. Tell us about the thank you CD.
All right, yeah. So we've been doing all these House of Blues shows. We're calling it the 30 Years Tour. And I think it's, you know, something like 25 shows in Southern California at House of Blues. And while we were doing them, we recorded them. And we're making a live album to give away to our fans for free to say thanks for supporting us all these years.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Is
that a way of announcing you don't have a record label anymore? Is that what this is all about?
No, we have a record label.
Here's our record label sitting right here.
That's him.
He is the record label.
That's right. That's my thought. Yeah, if you fire Bad Religion, now you've got trouble.
It's all in-house.
Yeah. But
30th anniversary celebration with a Southern California tour. Bad Religion doing a million dates at the Anaheim and West Hollywood House of Blues. Tickets may or may not be available. I don't know.
They are available.
They are available. LiveNation.com.
15, 16, 17.
And by the way, what a great room to see a band, a loud band like yours play. That is up close and personal. That's great. So they're here, and they're ready to play, and we're going to take a break. Get earplugs, because Bad Religion is next, live in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Bad Religion is in studio. I hope they have pyrotechnics. I hope that happens. Yeah. You guys have that? You have explosions and fire?
Huh?
Yeah.
It's you.
It's me. Oh,
you are the pyrotechnics.
That's bad news. All right. Live music from Bad Religion. What are you guys going to do first?
This is a song called New Dark Ages.
Fantastic.
That.
Okay, all right.
You can see that band as part of their 30th anniversary celebration Southern California tour at all the House of Blues locations in Anaheim and West Hollywood. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. That sounded fantastic, you guys.
Hey, guys, what's the longest song you've ever done?
3 minutes, 20 seconds.
Because we constantly have bands that play bad music and they make 8 minute songs. I'm not saying.
That is possible. We can try
I'm
that
just
for
saying,
you.
You guys, we would, that would be great. But
yeah, you hit it and quit it, though.
Right.
Thank you.
In and out. All right, one more song. You have time for that?
You know, it is, let's see, it's 8:20. Yeah, we got time for one more. We can do this.
Right. Bad Religion, live on the Kevin and Bean Show.
His song called Sorrow.
I can't hear Kevin, anything. What's going on?
It's cool. When the man says sing along, Kevin, you have to sing along. I didn't hear you doing Sorrow.
Man.
Come on.
I'm not singing along. I ruined the whole thing. I didn't know I had a chance.
I was waiting for you to do your Kesha for us.
Let's do it again.
All right.
Can the guys hear me right now?
Can you guys hear?
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
Yes. Dear Kevin and Bean, the email begins from Chad. I've seen Bad Religion a handful of times in person. Most recently, I saw them at the Anaheim House of Blues. Despite the cramped atmosphere and close quarters, they were truly amazing. They continue to be a tremendous ambassador for true punk rock and a benchmark for which other up-and-coming bands should model their careers. Congratulations, Bad Religion, on 30 years of perfection. Your music will still be an inspiration 30 years from now. Let's not get crazy, but I mean, seriously, that's a nice note from Chad, right?
Really appreciate it. Thank you very
long time.
Bad Religion, 30th anniversary celebration, SoCal tour at Anaheim House of Blues, West Hollywood House of Blues. Hard to believe there are still a few tickets available, but those will go quickly. So,
please, if the schedule works out, I know you're working on the new record starting soon, and you hope to have it out in the fall. If it does happen, will you please come back and visit the Kevin and Bean Show again? We'd love to have you.
We can't wait to come back, and thank you for having us once again.
We're available tomorrow, too. As well. Tomorrow, too.
Two more songs tomorrow.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. How great are those Bad Religion guys?
Oh, they're
first
the
of all, the greatest.
Yeah. So fun. So fun. And so much smarter than we are and so much more talented than we are. And I just love them to death.
I'm half deaf, though. I got to tell you.
I bet you are.
I was in the room with them and I couldn't hear anything. I didn't know what was going on.
All right. Gorillaz on the way. Nirvana, Silver Sun Pickups on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have the complete Lollapalooza 2010 lineup for you that we're going to give you next, by the way. So stick around for that. You're going to be very, very happy if you're going to be able to find your way to Chicago this year. Right now, though, I'm going to tell you some words that you never wanted to hear together, and they are vagina-scented cologne. Yep, you heard me correct. A German company has designed an aroma based on vaginas for men. It is called Vulva Original. And the genius behind this product is on the line with us right now. No, this is not a comedy voice. He's for reals. Guido Lenzen joins us now. Guido, thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, thank you for being on your show. Hi.
Hi.
Are you in Germany right now, sir?
Yes, I'm in Germany right now.
Wow. Okay, fantastic. Now, you are the inventor or the promoter or the owner. What is your affiliation with Vulva?
I'm the CEO of that company, and I'm the developer of that product. And it is Vulva Original. It's the name, and it's a worldwide unique self-stimulation exclusive erotic product, and it triggers the smelling senses.
Okay, let's talk about, I know that cologne and perfume companies do not want to give out specifics of everything that makes their smell unique, but is it for real that there's some part of a vagina in your product?
Yes, and it is not a perfume, and it's also not a cologne. It is just for your own smelling pleasure, of course, but it's nothing what you can wear to make you more attractive.
I see.
It is just a tiny little drop of that product is enough on the back on your hand, and you just smell yourself, and the film starts rolling in your head, and that's what it's for.
I see, because we thought it was cologne, and we thought it was perfume, and we couldn't figure out how you use it. So it's basically just you put a drop on the back of your hand and smell it, and then you're in, so to speak.
It's a feminine, intimate, vaginal scent of a beautiful woman, and it's made for your own smelling pleasure, and... And this precious organic substance is just filled into an exclusive glass vial, and a tiny little drop, and you can have your fantasies.
Do you put a picture of the girl that it came from on the bottle, because that matters a lot?
If I have a picture of that woman,
on the bottle, because if it's like precious, I don't want it.
You can have a look on our precious website. It's just Google Vulva. And you will find it on the second place on the first page.
I don't do that.
They don't let us Google vulva here at work. I'm sorry.
Ten million. Then we are on the second place. So I think that's
pretty
good.
Absolutely.
No kidding. All right. Let me ask you this then: did you create your scent based on something you got from one woman and then duplicated it across all of your products, or do you have lots of different women contributing?
No, it's only taken from one woman. So
is she hot?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So we made several tests of a large group of women, and of course with a large group of men too, who tested that product. And we took that scent all men like best, and even that 25-year-old German girl is really beautiful.
All right.
You can have a look on our website.
I am picturing Claudia Schiffer right now, the famous German model. Am I close?
It's close, yeah, but it's not her.
Have you contacted her?
No.
Okay.
Because we took a view on the scent, not on the outside looking, but...
I see.
Even
okay.
That woman is really beautiful.
It all matters, though. All right.
Now, if you're just joining us, by the way, Guido Lenzen is on the line with us. He is the managing director of the company that is marketing Vulva, which is a new scent. Which is, it's a different market than what I've heard before, because as I said, we thought it was cologne or perfume, but you're saying it is really more of a sex aid than anything, right?
Right, right. And, you know, in the erotic market, there you can find millions of stimulations of articles and all senses.
Right.
But on the sense of smelling, nobody took a focus till now, and this was unbelievable for me.
Okay. If one of our listeners is out with a woman who doesn't smell good, can you use it on her? Can you apply it to a woman?
Usually, of course, you could use it on a woman, but usually it's made for the man.
I know, I'm just saying.
Some in his bed, more or less.
All right, is it only for sale on the internet, Guido, or is it in stores around the world?
No, only on our website. And this is also what we want, because we want to have it as a unique product, not between billions of other sex toys, because it is unique, and I want to stay it as a unique product on our website.
Okay, and do I have this website correct, sir? It is Smell Me. No, people at Kevin, people are going to want to see this. Is it Smell Me? The website is smellmeand.com.
Smellmeand.com, yeah.
He did it. He got through what you
smell
do.
Smellmeand.com. All right, that's where people could go for more information on Vulva, the vagina-scented cologne for men.
Not cologne.
I'm sorry, well, that's what it says in the article here, but yes, you're absolutely right. And with Father's Day right around the corner, I can't wait to buy some for my dad. Guido, thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, sir. We enjoyed it.
Thank you a lot. Thanks.
All right. How about a new album? How about that, Gorillaz?
It's actually out. It's out now. It just came out a couple weeks ago.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 8:53.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Earlier this morning, Kevin debuted his brand new song called Blah, Blah, Blah. We have to play it one more time before we find out right at the end of today's show that we're never allowed to play it again. So we got that for you coming up in about 10 minutes. You don't want to miss it. He continues his love of Kesha with a dollar sign.
She's the greatest. She's the greatest.
In the meantime, we'll take a look at the showbiz beat. This is big news. We knew it was coming, and it is here, and it has lived up to expectations. The lineup is out for Lollapalooza 2010. Kevin, you've been to Lollapalooza since it moved to Chicago.
When Rage Against the Machine played,
right?
Dave, the King of Mexico, and I went. And it was a bender. I'm here to tell you, I don't remember much about it.
That Grant Park in Chicago is a beautiful setting for Lollapalooza, though. August 6th through 8th are the dates. Here are some. We don't have time for all, but here are some of the bands you'll see if you want to make your way to the Windy City. Soundgarden was the worst-kept secret in rock. We knew they were headlining. Green Day is also on the bill for Lollapalooza. Lady Gaga, Arcade Fire, The Strokes, Phoenix, Social D, MGMT, The Black Keys, Spoon, Had Enough?
Yeah.
Pretty incredible, right? Did I mention Cypress Hill?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Wolf Mother, The National, Drive-By Truckers, Devo, Slightly Stupid, Grizzly Bear. It's an unbelievable lineup. Anyway.
I would go to that just for Cypress Hill.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. So Lollapalooza, I believe tickets go on sale the 16th of April, but you can go to their website and check it out if you are interested. That might be a road trip worth taking.
Two things for this next story. One is Dr. Dre and Jay-Z are collaborating on a song.
That's pretty cool.
And it's going to be on Detox. Now, that's part one. And by the way, it would help if you'd put that out. If you'd put out Detox.
Okay. He's been working on it for a number of years.
38 years he's been working on it, and it's not coming out. But then, and what's this, Bean? Is it the report that I'm reading says Under Pressure, which is the name of the song, is a perfect at-bat song for Major League Baseball player like David Ortiz of the Red Sox. What does that mean?
Well, I think they're suggesting that the title of that song, the sound of that song, would be something that a Major League Baseball player would use as he gets up at a crucial game situation.
I'm not a baseball fan. They play a different song every time somebody...
Oh, yeah. Every player on the team gets to choose his own entry music.
Really?
And it's fascinating, some of the stuff that people picked. Some of it is so lame and so non-inspirational, you can't understand why, you would walk out to that. And then, half the time it's something in, something in Spanish. Most of the guys pick rap songs, but a song called Under Pressure, would be appropriate.
So Fireflies? Anyone choose that one?
I don't think so.
All right.
He'd get thrown out of the league if anyone walked out to Fireflies. I am shocked by this. I know that my television tastes maybe don't match America's, but
anyone's.
When I read that the Jerry Seinfeld show The Marriage Ref was being picked up for a second season, I was frankly shocked because I've tried to watch that a couple times. They put it in on that Thursday night lineup. They suck you in because you're already watching 30 Rock or whatever. And it's, in my view, unwatchable. Just a terrible show. But it must be some sort of hit, or they must have some sort of, commitment to Jerry Seinfeld. He's the biggest star they've had on that network in 20 years, so maybe they just don't want to tick him off or something. But has anyone else seen it? Have you guys even tried it?
Nope, just the clips. And then I heard it was awful.
I love it so much.
I see.
The company that is behind it is so good.
Hollywood Reporter has also announced they have picked up the game show Minute to Win It, which I have not yet seen either. And the Friday night Lisa Kudrow celebrity genealogy show called Who Do You Think You Are?
Hmm.
This is where, for instance, on I think it was the first episode, they take a star and then they trace their family history. I think Sarah Jessica Parker was on the first episode. And they found out that Secretariat was her second cousin, which
wow.
I had no idea. I don't know why that's a show, but you don't need to do much for a Friday night, but that has also been renewed.
Lady Gaga, back in the news.
Yeah, I heard she's at Lollapalooza.
She is, she dresses strangely, to say the least. That's an understatement.
She's creative.
Yeah. Apparently she went bowling, and according to Star Magazine, she went to the bowling lane, and they said, here are your shoes, and she said, no thanks. I don't wear bowling shoes. Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't know, maybe it's a cleanliness thing.
It might be, partly.
Sometimes they'll spray something in it. You know, since the last guy. But apparently she went bowling in her stilettos. And heels, not so good for the wood.
You mean there's a reason they make you wear bowling shoes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently it scratched the hell out of the lane.
Oh.
Because she wanted to wear high heels.
As those types of shoes tend to do, which is why you're not supposed to wear them.
Yeah. So good work on her part. That's nice.
Okay.
And finally, guess who's becoming an American citizen? After living in this country for more than 20 years, after being married to an American for much of that time, Batman. Christian Bale.
No!
Christian Bale has decided that he will now become a U.S. citizen.
No!
Apparently, according
no!
to... I hope he has a better attitude when he goes in to take his citizenship exam. I hope he doesn't start screaming at the people behind the counter.
Hey, it's distracting.
I'm happy to have him on our side. I'm happy to say that Christian Bale will be an American.
You like him?
I do. I like him very much.
Oh, good for you.
Star Magazine reports, and I don't know if this is sheer conjecture, they just pulled this out of thin air, but they say that the turning point for him, the reason he decided to stop being a British citizen is because he was so ticked off at the time he was arrested in Britain. Remember when that whole bizarre story came down and his mom or sister or something said they didn't beat him up, and the whole thing was bogus and trumped up, it never went anywhere, but he actually got arrested for that. And he's like, F you, I'm Batman. So now he's going to be an American, so congratulations.
That's weird, because they let Boy George, like, mainline heroin and behind the wheel of a car, and they go, hey, you shouldn't do that. They're arresting him.
Yeah,
it's it is hard to keep to make any kind of sense on how law is administered in Britain. We've never understood
it. One last thing for me before Bean gives us the birthdays, and that is out on DVD today, a TV series called Ally McBeal Season 2. Why the Rush?
Wow.
Really? Just now?
I mean, really? We've barely finished watching the series.
Oh,
how do they already have it out?
By the way, Bat.
Yeah, she's a tub.
Oh, yeah. She is a tub. All right. One of the all-time great movie characters, Billy Dee Williams, was Lando Calrissian in the original Star Wars movies. He is 73 years old today and still sexy. Frank Black from the Pixies is 45. Actor Paul Rudd, who's awesome in so many movies, turns 41 today. Jason Hervey from The Wonder Years is 38. Actor Zach Braff turns 35 today. Psycho Mike, just for you, Candace Cameron from Full House.
All right, DJ.
Woo-hoo! 34 today. Brett Harrison from Reaper is 28. But the reason we celebrate today, the reason it should be a holiday, none of us should even be working, is the beautiful actress Diora Baird, ladies and gentlemen.
God.
Probably still best known for being topless in Wedding Crashers, but she's done so many other great topless movies since then. Diora Baird is 27 today, and that is the showbiz. Kevin, when somebody says don't do something, what part of that do you in your mind turn into, okay, then I'll do it more?
I don't know. I was born that way.
You were. That's how you're wired.
It seems like that's how it works with you.
Yep. It's very true. The worst thing you can do is tell me no.
Yeah.
Because then all I care about is yes. I might not have even wanted to do it before. I don't know. I don't know why that happens, but it does.
You have cartoon hate for the very popular singer Kesha, and that's S with a dollar sign. I know you hate her. You hate her little baby talk. You hate the way she spells her name. You hate her makeup. You hate her videos, her songs.
But I can't be alone. This isn't just my cartoon hate. This is real hate that a lot of people have.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, she sucks. But what the rest of us do is just ignore her and don't listen to her music. What you do is every single day you go home from the show and sit in front of your keyboard and furiously type up blogs for KevinAmin.com about how much she sucks every day.
A lot of people
in Germany in 1941 sat around and said, oh, I'm not going to do anything. See what happened? Do you see what happened?
Did management come to you or did they not and say, we've got to pull all of your posts off of KevinAB.com because Kesha is managed by somebody who manages Kings of Leon and lots of other bands that we play and like, and you're pissing them off with your words?
Those words were said.
That happened. All right. So what was your
But there's that.
Right. I understand there's that. I understand you don't like that. What was your response to, well, we can't do this anymore because Kesha is represented by the same people as the other people?
I had put up one Kesha hate for the first one on TikTok. Yeah. By the way, Kesha with the dollar sign, TikTok, T-I-K-T-O-K. That's the creativity right there. And then I put up a second one. And maybe the offensive part was that I photoshopped her features onto Osama bin Laden. Listen, I don't know what they were upset about. But the second one was about blah, 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 which is...
Another terrible song. Even worse than TikTok.
Terrible song. It goes a little something like this.
That's how talking that blah, blah, blah. Think you'll be getting this now, now, now.
So how does everyone not go, hey, F you? How am I the only person standing up? I'm the only one doing the right thing.
But you're the only one who's going on the internet and comparing her to Osama bin Laden, well, which may not, I mean, one is a bad pop singer, the other one kills, you know,
right.
Americans.
I didn't say they were the same. I said Kesha is to music what Osama bin Laden is to world peace.
Oh, well, I can't see how that would be offensive.
Okay. All right. So the management came in and they said, take it down. We represent bands you play and it's offensive and blah, blah, blah.
Ironically, blah, blah, blah is what they said.
So I took it down. I didn't want to. I mean, that's censorship.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's censorship.
Yeah.
I can hate her.
It is. It is, yeah.
So I took it down, but then I got mad. So then on Saturday, before April Foolishness, I decided to write a new post about her, which is, I was just informed that I love Kesha. And then I told the actual story of the management coming into the radio station and being all angry because I put it up. And then I told the whole story. And then I added another photo. That's all. That's all I did.
Another complimentary photo of Kesha to show how pretty she is, or?
Well, no, not technically. I mean, I went further than Osama bin Laden. I went with Hitler. Because to me, like,
oh,
that's, but I gave him her hair. It was great Photoshop.
Right? It was amazing.
It was really good Photoshop, right?
Awesome. Took you a couple hours, I bet.
Yeah, I did. Her nose ring. Hitler was wearing her nose ring. Come on, people.
But now you're done. Now you've gotten it out of your system. You've learned your lesson. There's going to be no more Kesha bashing because you don't want that to hurt us in other ways.
But see, here's the thing. Really, that's going to hurt us. Us saying that Kesha blows is somehow going to hurt us. I'm saying the people who are making those threats need to be kicked in the balls.
I'm not saying it's fair, but I'm saying what happens is they go, hey, all these other bands that we represent that you do like and want to play and want to have at your concerts and whatnot – Can't they be ticked off enough about TikToked enough about Kesha to not give us those bands?
Well, that'd be pretty pathetic.
Thank you, Lisa.
Don't you think?
That's what I think. But to make up for it, I just figured, you know what? Let's just give it a spin on our station. You know,
oh, okay.
Play
the
Kesha.
Song
play Kesha.
Right.
Yes, just to make up for all of the bad blood.
Okay. Well,
right.
That's nice.
Here we go. Coming out of my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Silence, hammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a suck on a pacifier.
Dumb, like a retard. I act cool, and I can't sing. I'm not sure if I speak English, but who cares? I'm talking that. Just like a baby, I go boo, boo, ah. You understand me? Nah, nah, nah. But I don't care, it's just blah, 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 blah. The songs you're singing, they're really sounding like your pudgy body's enough to make me sick singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid.
I'm talking that.
Blah, blah, blah. Just like a baby, I go boo, boo, blah. You understand me? Nah, nah, nah. When I don't care, it's just blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Well, I'm glad to see you two kids made up.
By the way, Psycho Mike plays the part of 303. You know how that's spelled? 3-O-H exclamation mark 3.
Oh,
hey,
man.
They're edgy.
They are.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on our flagship station of the mighty Kevin and Bean radio empire, KROQ in Los Angeles. Kat Corbett comes in right after our show, okay? So she's here now because she's going to fill out the showbiz. And here's what I love about Kat. She's here 15 minutes earlier than she normally would be, okay? But if you'd have been following her Twitter feed last night, she would have made it sound like she was getting up at 1 a.m. to come in and do this. She's like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get up so early tomorrow. I got to go in and do stupid Kevin and Bean. It's 15 minutes, Kat.
Look, when she gets here on time for her shift, she's a disaster.
15 minutes is gold.
You can always tell how wrecked Kat is by how low she turns the lights. As soon as she walks into the studio, the lights just go out.
I was at the Echo in Echo Park last night at 1 a.m. and I went, what's an Echo? And I was like, oh, crap, I have to be up.
Right, but what Bean's point is,
it's
50
not,
minutes. There's really no difference between this and a regular day.
And here's how you can tell what kind of day it's going to be with Kat. When you get her on the phone and the conversation goes like this.
Hey, Kat.
That's how you know. That's the deal.
Will you please just do the Chewbacca Kat remix now? Just do it.
How dare you?
It's a great idea. All right. Ralph is out, obviously, this week, so we are taking turns filling in for the Showbiz Beat, and we're honored to have, for the first time ever, making an appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show in this capacity, ladies and gentlemen, the great Kat Corbett.
Thank you. Thank you very little. I feel so unprepared today. But I thought we'd just get into the Lollapalooza lineup because... Yeah.
It's awesome, right?
It looks pretty fabulous. You know, I used to go to Lollapalooza all the time, you know, when it was the touring show. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been to Chicago.
I went when Rage Against the Machine was there a couple years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Couple.
Grant Park, 7,000 miles long.
Right.
You walk for days.
Did you get arrested?
No, I did not.
Did you take a helicopter?
No, I did not.
Did you break up any bands?
We don't need any of your help.
Wow, she's got you nailed.
August 6th.
No, you know what I did, though? I wanted to be on stage when Rage played, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't let me because I didn't have any credentials or anything. So I saw Trent Reznor walking up, so I said, let's go with him. So we went up right with Trent Reznor, and we were a part of his posse, and we watched it from the stage. It was awesome.
That's all you have to do, people. Act like you belong and walk with purpose. Yep. Then you're in.
That's right. Okay, so
August 6th through 8th at Grant Park in Chicago. So it's Soundgarden. We'll be back. I just can't wait to see the dynamic between Kim Thayil and Chris Cornell go down on this tour. I hope they survive.
Yeah.
Green Day, Lady Gaga, Arcade Fire, The Strokes, Phoenix, Social Distortion, MGMT, and just some of my favorite bands that are probably less well-known to the K-Rock audience, like the Black Keys and the National and the XX on the bill. So.
And the Drive-By Truckers, Kat.
Yes, Bean.
Our band, the band that we fell in love to.
Take it easy. I don't think anyone's in love.
So I might make a trip out to that. It's I've never been to Chicago, believe it or not.
Really?
Miss World Traveler has never been
amazing.
There.
Wow.
Yeah.
You barely survived South by Southwest, though. I don't know how you're going
to. Well, Chicago's got a lot of bars.
I know.
Lisa May, girls, on my side. What's up?
I'm just worried
supposed
about
to be
you.
There. Yeah, you're my soft place to land.
There's a lot of bars, but there's no bearded rockers or Brits there. So Kat has nothing to do with it.
That's true.
Speaking of Brits, that Christian Bale story was delish. Thanks for that. Nice. Wow. I wanted to give a little shout out to Record Store Day, which is coming up. Everybody going to Coachella on that weekend. Record Store Day is on April 17th, and that's a day to support your local record store. And tons of bands are releasing special releases on that day.
It gets bigger every year. It's crazy how that thing has taken off.
It's insane. Like bands like Pavement and Spoon and LCD Sound System, they're all releasing special things. MGMT, I know, is also doing it. So just Google Record Store Day and you'll find out all these releases you can get.
Here's a question. I don't mean to sound dumb, but there are still record stores?
Yes.
Okay. Back to you.
You miss the joy of cruising through the aisles and...
Oh, I cruise through the aisles. It's not...
You just meet people and you hang
That's
out.
That's what he's cruising through the aisles for, Kat. Are you not paying attention here?
That's what I'm doing. What
are you doing? Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Moving along now. Kevin, this story's for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'm going to bring you to the ultimate high and the ultimate low.
Well, all right.
Good news first?
Yes.
Okay. Rihanna has announced her big fat arena tour.
Brooklyn.
Last Girl on Earth.
Okay. Bad news? It's with
the
Chris Brown.
Opener.
Oh, sorry.
The opener.
The opener.
your girl Kesha.
Oh, Kesha.
Oh.
Great wow. news. What do you do?
That's great
That's
news.
Rough.
That's great news.
I don't
this
know.
Is not tight.
So far from tight.
Here's what you do. You don't go. Yeah. I'll see him another time.
You go,
or
late,
go
you
late.
Go late.
Yeah. I don't want to risk it.
You skip the baby talk. Get hammered in the bar.
I can't risk it.
It kicks off in Seattle, so Bean, you can see it first and warn him, and then it hits the Staples Center on July 21st.
Okay.
Now, Kat, you're a musicologist. You're with us that Kesha really is the dregs, right? I mean, she's as bad an artist as anyone on the radio, right?
Can I just tell you something? I must live in a little bubble because today is the first day I've heard Kesha via Kevin.
Really?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, you've been lucky.
You live in a great bubble. I want
to
move there with you.
She doesn't listen to stations or anything that play that.
You know what? I'm Italian, Irish, Catholic. I have a glorious skill called denial. It's amazing.
I love it.
And I can just wear blinders
it.
For everything. Yeah. Like it didn't happen.
Perfect. But the second you hear, you go, no, 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 nope, nope, nope. You just go crazy.
Yeah. I don't get it, but whatever. Mm. You know, it's disposable.
No, it's not disposable. It's going to ruin music. All music will be dead.
All right.
Not to overstate it.
Not to put more emphasis on Kesha. So moving along to celebrity birthdays, and what a list.
It's pretty long, isn't it?
It is pretty long.
That's
what she said.
Come on.
That's what she said.
Country singer Merle Haggard is 73. Yeah. I love me some Merle.
He's the best. Merle's the best.
See, I can do it live. Zach Braff is 35. Actor Jason Hervey from The Wonder Years is 38.
All right.
Was he like the
he was the older
was
sort
way.
Of bully,
but
brother.
He's also like the actor in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah,
was he the
right.
same kid?
That's right.
Yeah. It was like, I want to do this now.
I know you are, but what am I? That's where it came
exactly.
From.
Also, let me see. Lando Calrissian is 73.
Wow.
Let's give it up for Billy D.
He's not ugly. That's Chewbacca wishing him a happy birthday.
Right.
That's a whole different thing. You
exactly.
guys should know
Star Wars,
that.
Right.
Empire Strikes
Star Wars.
Back, people. Come on.
Right.
Actress Candace Cameron Bure is 34. We also have actor Brett Harrison from Reapers, 28. Sure. Actress Deora Baird
oh
is 27.
God. Oh, my God.
Is she a porn star? I don't know who that is.
No, not yet.
She's an angel.
She is an angel. Go to kevinandbean.com right now, Kat, and everyone listening to see the gallery that the King of Mexico and Psycho Mike have prepared in honor of Deora Baird's birthday. She is one of the hottest women on the planet. We love her so.
Are you finding it, Kevin, right now?
Yeah, see right there.
Oh, she is pretty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she is pretty. That's it? That's what
I
you have?
I don't know who she is.
All right. Wait, we got the gallery.
Okay. So I have to sit through this?
Yes.
Good radio, best I know. Known, she's best known for Wedding Crashers.
By the way, I sit like that all the time.
Oh.
And those are totally real, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. Don't harsh our mellow.
Makes you want to play golf.
Not what it makes me want to do.
It makes me want to pull my dork off.
I think I need a cigarette.
See?
Say goodnight, Kat.
This is good radio, everybody.
I don't care.
Really. Still on the air.
I have to give a shout out. Let me see. Actor Paul Rudd is 41, and my one of my favorite vocalists of all time. Having a birthday today at 45, Mr. Frank Black, also Black Francis of the Pixies. Happy birthday. So there you go.
And that is the
Showbiz beat.
Nice. Oh, good for you. And how
thank
was
you,
it?
Kat.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry to get you up so early, but thanks for coming in. She's going to go back to sleep now. She's going to take a nap between now and her show in 10 minutes.
She is. That's true.
That's a long 15 minutes.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We're going to talk to our token Black listener, Anel, who has a friend that will change sexes. And that's got to be a little weird.
Anel changed sexes?
No, he has a friend that changed sexes.
Gotcha.
He got in touch with him, as many do, a high school friend from on Facebook, and thought the photo looked different. Like that, that's not the way I remember him. Oh, that's right, because now he's a girl. So now he's got a problem to deal. What does he do now? Is this guy still his friend, or is he not his friend anymore now that he's a different sex? Is it too weird to hang out with a transsexual?
Depends on what you mean by friend. By the way,
well, yes, I hope that's not what he
thinks. Friends with benefits, you're out.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know. Maybe not. We also have Chad Ochocinco on the program tomorrow.
Woo-hoo-hoo! From TV's Dancing with the Stars.
This dude, crazy.
He's so awesome.
And the best, yes. So that's coming up, and we have your tickets for the Gorillaz as they do their Coachella warm-up. We've got those tickets for you tomorrow morning as well on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
By the way, also tomorrow, I'm very excited. Richard Roper, the noted film critic and talk show host, has written a book about how he gambled over $1,000 a day for 30 days to see how he would do, because he loves gambling. And he thought, hey, I'm going to make an experiment, turn this into a book, and see what I can do with that much money if I invested every single day in gambling.
Yeah, it's not that fun when it's your life.
It's not that fun at all. No. So we'll talk to him, and more tickets for the Gorillaz Secret Show. That's all tomorrow right here. Don't go away, Kat. You are going to be awake and ready to go with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music coming up next, including Green Day, Linkin Park, Smashing Pumpkins, Muse, STP, and the new one from Jack Johnson, all coming up on K-Rock.